All the stories have been told of kings in days of old, but there's no England now. All the wars that were won or lost somehow don't seem to matter very much anymore. All the lies we were told, all the lives of the people running round their castles are burned. Oh, I see change, but inside we're the same as we ever were.
And this is the Stigenia European Fellowship Forum. It is Thursday, November 4th, 2010. I like that song. I don't like that song. I hate that song, but I like that song. It's amazing to me how more people don't see it. How could England win so many wars, at one time hold the whole world, and have nothing, although England's never lost a war? It's just incredible that more people don't ask why and investigate.
Uh-huh.
Here
we are.
The true cause of the problem. It's absolutely amazing to me that people don't see it, even though it's right in our very popular, pop songs. I mean, the Kinks are basically a soft rock group. They produce a lot of work that I despise, but that song is it is very succinct. Okay, hello, Matthew. I see you're having your own conversation there. I don't know if you're listening or not. And hello, Dorcas, and hello, Tia,
hello.
And Pilgrim. And
hello.
How
hello
are we
everybody.
Doing today?
Hello.
Fine.
I've got to apologize to Bavaria Man. I did answer his little message, but I've clicked on something, but nothing's happened, so I don't know how to get it on the message bit. If you know what I mean, when you type.
Yeah, I hope so.
So
it was probably for an email or so.
No, at the bottom it's got, you can type in something, but I've typed in hello and clicked, but nothing's happened.
Well, did you hit the return key?
The return key you have to use.
Where's that?
Aha.
Well, the just answer the return. Keyboard.
Yeah, on the keyboard.
On the keyboard.
I may enter. Yeah. Well,
it's usually a big key on the right of the.
Yeah.
You know that on the right of most of the other keys.
Return.
You know the one.
Oh,
I
can see it now.
That one.
I
made the same mistake.
Oh, okay, sorry about that. I just wanted to get that off
you
my chest.
Just try it once. Just try it once, then we know that you're right.
Yeah.
Just put in something, whatever.
I have, and I have pressed it, but it's not doing anything for me.
Oh.
But anyway, now I know. I'll try and figure it out.
You can't type into the chat. Is that what you're saying, Dorcas?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. But you wanted to click.
But I don't know. It doesn't go in the body of the typed bit, if you know what I mean.
Wow. Have you
quite? Sorry.
Have you put your cursor into the body of the box?
There's a little face at the end of the message which I clicked on, thinking that was going to take it.
No,
but it hasn't.
No. Well, if your cursor is flashing, then you type the message and then you hit enter or return.
Yeah.
Oh, enter on my keyboard.
Yes.
I've never done that before.
Right.
Well, that's the first time for everything.
But I. Oh.
I had the same problem.
Okay, well, don't worry about me because nothing is instant with me. I've got to keep.
Just put in
away.
Hello. Hello, everybody, and then.
I have.
And then enter, that's all.
Okay, well.
It's very simple after all.
But you'd think so, wouldn't you? You would not to worry. Something I just wanted to apologise for not replying to your message. That's all.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out. Do I go into Caledonia or something like that to do that? Get that message.
No.
I don't know.
At the bottom, you see on the left side an A, a big A.
Yes. Oh, is that what you press?
Right. And then you put your cursor in there on the white bar. And then you say click. And then the cursor must start at the beginning. And it starts blinking. And then you can put in whatever you want.
Okay, well, yeah.
So just put in hello. No more as hello is enough.
I have got it. Yeah, I'm sorry.
And then hit the enter key or the return key.
And then the enter key.
On your keyboard.
Yeah. Simple as that.
Yeah, I keep doing that. But please don't let me hold you up. It is strange. My whole relationship with the computer is strange. Dear, oh dear.
Imaginable. I'm sorry,
William, but he's not online. That's all right.
Oh, this is probably just as interesting as anything I could say anyway, so that's fine.
Yeah.
But while I've been posting, I found, somebody's producing these really excellent videos on Judaism. And on a Saxon Messenger site tonight, I posted, this week, I posted this video, The Effrontery of Judaism, that's actually a pilgrim, and Pilgrim had posted a cartoon on the Christogenia forum, and it's really a good cartoon, and I don't have the link on the forum, but I'll I'm going to post a link to another site. I'm trying to get it now. This cartoon is very powerful. They took it off again, Pilgrim?
Well, they took it off again, but if you search the title on YouTube, you'll find that people are reposting it. So there are now like 6 or 7 copies up.
Right.
So every time they take it down, several people repost it.
Well, we'll have to get the one on the forum pointed to the one that's hosted at Christogenia. Because I copied it and uploaded it. This cartoon seems silly at first, but if you watch this cartoon, it's a very powerful piece of propaganda. I really, really like it. This is one of my sites, Lithobolus. I don't admit to this being my site, but it's my site. And I just put a lot of silly stuff up here. It's a really good cartoon, but there's a little interview with this American Jewess at the uh-huh. end. And I took that interview. Man of Dan actually found the actual interview. And I put it on a Saxon Messenger site with a link to it. And this is an American Jewess who moved to Sweden, founded an institute, and is forcing multiculturalism on the Swedish people. At the same time that Sweden's being flooded with aliens, anybody that sees this and doesn't imagine that there's not some grand conspiracy on the part of the Jews to coordinate all this is just absolutely stupid. There has to be a grand conspiracy on the part of the Jews. And we all know that, but I don't know how people can be faced with this information and not have it open their eyes. It's just incredible.
It must be so spiritual, because it's quite obvious, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
So many people's eyes are closed to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that on your site today. It was right at the bottom of your first page, but I didn't have time to go in and look at it. Is that the video you mean?
Well, right. The cartoon, Pilgrim had posted the first one, the Lithobolus link there. The cartoon had appeared on the forum, and at the end of the cartoon, they offer this other, the Effrontery of Judaism post on the Saxon Messenger, that they offer this as this interview with this Jewess, the second link I put in, as proof that there is a conspiracy to destroy the white Christian nations, which is what the cartoon basically purports. Yeah. And the cartoon is a very powerful... It's strong. It was... The second time I watched it, was a lot better than the first time. Because it's such a simple... It's corny. It's so simple, it's corny. But it's such a simple, powerful message. It's a really good cartoon. It's a really good piece of propaganda. And this, the cartoon has this interview at the end of it. Well, Man of Dan actually went and found the interview on a website, so I downloaded it. I downloaded that interview and put it on Christogenia and on the Saxon Messenger, along with some of my comments. And that's that Effrontery of Judaism article that's in the second link. And so she appears at the end of the cartoon in the first link. I thought you would be interested in that. I would be emailing those links around far and wide. I think that they're two very important pieces of propaganda.
Mm. Okay.
Yes, I can't understand people not being aware of what's happening to them. They just go on as though everything's the same.
Well, multiculturalism is just national suicide.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. There's no better word for it. Yeah, it's dreadful. Yeah, brain dead zombies, 99%, and today's times, yeah. When you're talking or discussing things here and there, and in the Netherlands as well, wherever I'll come, they will not believe you. They will not take the time for it to listen even to you. It's crazy.
Yes.
But it's all killing themselves. It's understandable.
Mm. But I think in all of our respective nations, the leadership, if you can call it that, but those who are in power, whether they're the puppets who've sold themselves or the actual movers and shakers, they're all working to the same plan, and they don't represent the people in any of our nations, or at least a very small percentage.
Yes, absolutely.
That's certainly. Mm.
They probably can't believe that who we've got ruling out for us. They're not on our side, so to speak.
They're not.
They don't realize. Don't realize it.
Mm. Well, I think many have got their snouts in the trough, and they think that this way is going to give them a better quality of life. And that's all they're thinking about, you know, but then they're the puppets.
Yes, but they're wrong, aren't they? It's be the opposite. Absolute opposite.
But well, it's incredible, and they do have their snouts in a trough, absolutely.
Yeah.
People can't, they just can't pull their heads up out of the trough long enough to see what's actually going on around them. That's why I played that song at the beginning of this program. It's a very, and that song actually, you could listen to it or have somebody listen to it by going all the way to the bottom of the Saxon Messenger site, and you'll see a little MP3 player down in the lower left-hand corner if you ever want. Mm-hmm. But it's not, the song's not very important itself, but the fact that this song was made by a popular rock group in the 90s, that recognized, and this was made in the 1990s, and they recognized 15 years ago or whatever it is that there really is no England anymore. That something's wrong with this picture, but even that doesn't wake people up. And the Kinks were a very popular group at that time, and even that doesn't wake people up. That they don't transfer messages they hear in culture into their daily lives in a conscious manner. Those messages get transferred all the time in a subconscious manner when they're negative messages, like accept homosexuality, accept the other races. Yeah. But they don't seem to transfer in a conscious manner, and because people don't think. I don't know. It's incredible that they're all just hypnotized by the screaming Jew in their living rooms.
Even those who do think, they don't know what they can do about things because the voting system is completely, it's you're voting for more of the same, whichever group you choose. So really, you've lost your voice, and that's where people are confused.
Yes.
But that's those who do know what's going on or are noticing.
But I can never understand what they're singing. I mean, with all this modern music... I think they've been brainwashed there not to really understand what they're saying.
Well, I listen to the words, and those words say that basically with all the wars that England has fought and won, that the people were lied to because there's no more England.
Wow. Yeah. It's powerful, isn't it? Powerful.
Yes, it is powerful. Mm.
Well, it's true now because more than 50%, in fact, it's probably about 75% of all our laws are made in Brussels. They're not made in England anymore.
Well, right, and England isn't for the English anymore. I mean, of course, it's still in England, but it sure as hell isn't the England that was supposed to be. England that's won all the major wars it's ever fought, somehow prevailed, right? It's not that England. You would think that a nation that won so many wars that its culture would be pushed on all the other countries and not vice versa, right?
That's right. Well, we don't exist. We're not on the map of Europe, the new Europe. And also, we've just, for the next 50 years, they're signing a treaty today to go in with France. Fancy that. I mean, how? Yeah. And has anyone said anything about it? Not a word.
And that's a bit of a joke amongst our own military, because the French, whenever we have fought with them, are the ones who retreat first.
I know.
We are not multilingual, so the chain of command will be, somewhat muddied. Languages.
I'm sure the last of the great stock of the French is lost in New England and Canada. You know, it's Canadian and it's American, but it's not French. If you want to see what real Franks look like, you have to go to northern Quebec.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was in northern Quebec. I spent a few weeks there. I was. I wished I was 15 years younger and still single, believe me. it's full of beautiful, authentic French people.
Oh, how lovely.
Blonde and red hair and freckles.
And that's interesting.
Air Germanic looking people. Yeah, the last of the real French are in Quebec.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. The leftovers.
Yes. You think about the failure of the Roman Empire and all these great empires, and now the British Empire's just disappeared in thin air. I mean, it's amazing. Just amazing.
Well, it's very easy. The Bible has always been saying this, because it simply said, if you're not following my rules and you're not doing what I tell you, then I'll take it away from you sooner as that you ever build it up. But this is what's happening.
Yeah.
It's in a few years' time it's broken down, and it took them hundreds of years to build it up. It's terrible. But it's the end time. Yeah. It's a shame.
Going back to the French, we've never really got on well with them. And I noticed today in something that Chris sent round, Horatio Nelson, was a quote, and he said, he instructed his officers and he said, you must hate a Frenchman as you hate the devil. And then later the Duke of Wellington said, we always have been, we are, and I hope we always will be detested in France. And so, it doesn't bode well for our military to be under their command.
No.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We still remember Napoleon, so we don't need to worry.
Yeah, it's like, who won Waterloo? Who won at Waterloo? Yeah. Well, we know the Rothschilds won, right?
That's it. That's it.
But this is all part of making the EU a country with its own army. This is what it's about. Because if you look back to the Falklands War, the French were on the opposite side. They were supplying extra sets to the Argentinians. So we couldn't be in that sort of position today because... not with France. It's just ludicrous that we're trying to hitch ourselves up to them. It's stupid. We've always had to go and rescue them, and I don't think we should be doing that at the moment. They're certainly not on our side.
No, it's so amazing. Yeah. It's unbelievable, really. It's so unbelievable that this, you can't believe it. Well, I mean, I do believe it, but who can understand it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there are very strange things to be observed by the end of the times. And it's going day by day, stranger and stranger.
Yes, well, we'll all be carted off to Europe as slave workers before long. That's what they used to say that the Channel Tunnel was built for, so the trucks could run through there with all the slave labour on it.
Looking
back, they tried to get big casinos in this country. I mean, they've mapped out Europe that each country's got its speciality. I mean, Spain is a producer of food, and I think we were going to be like the casino country and the gambling capital.
Yeah.
Well, you probably had the most Jews. So what do you expect?
Yeah. But they didn't get away with it. The Labour Party then it was, but then people soften up and think, oh well, so that could still happen.
People soften up because their churches are not holding the line against decadence.
No.
Right.
No.
And in fact, their churches can't even hold on to their people anymore. So until local political leaders and church leaders hold the line against decadence and rebuke sin, then people can't hold up. It's inevitable that the propaganda wins in the end. Because there are no watchmen. Who are the watchmen? We're on it. They're not there.
Hold up because for many decades, there is no fighter spirit, no warrior spirit, no sense of group, no sense of us versus them.
It was the churches Washed that were supposed to... It's the churches that had the first responsibility to maintain all of that, Pilgrim.
Well, of course, and instead they have made it the most important thing in life is don't upset anyone, always be nice, no matter what.
Yes, yes.
That's what they've been brought up to do, and that is not what it's all about.
No, I had visitors last week, and then I had a young man, well, not an older man now, from Worldwide. He's still in Worldwide Church. And he says about loving everybody, and I had to explain that to him, that, you know, but they've got this airy fairy idea that you've got to love everybody. And I mean, he's been in the church for about 30 years, so they haven't progressed from the beginning. I mean, they've got no real teachers even in these organizations.
Yeah,
they just keep them at a low level and dreadful.
Well, for 30 years he's had that nonsense driven into his brain. Is there anything left of his brain now? There probably isn't.
I know, and it's made them effeminate in a way that they're not exercising their position as a male. I'm not saying that you've got to... But they haven't got that capacity to lead, to, you know, and take charge. And I mean, usually they can see a bit farther ahead than the female can, really, because the female has day-to-day problems. But they seem to have lost that. There's very few. So they've negated their authority, and it's getting worse. They're all becoming very, very soft. I don't mean that they've got to be bullies. I don't mean that at all. But they've lost an authority that was given to them by the Almighty.
Well, I wonder if it's because they've accepted universalism. You know, they've accepted it so fully that it's virtually made them spineless.
Yes, that's the word, spineless. Yeah, that's the word.
Spineless,
Yes.
Well, even though it is, it's prophesied that Yahweh would send a spirit of deception upon, it says upon them, right? That spirit of deception... That is still a result of our sin, that we are caught up in it.
Yeah.
If we weren't sinners, if we didn't have reprobate minds, but instead had repentant minds, we would not be caught up in that spirit of deception. The warnings about the spirit of deception are meant for the people who sin. It's meant for sinners. It's not meant for the people that seek His will. So we can't blame, even though Yahweh said this would happen to us, He being God and not being unable to see. I mean, He has to see what's going to happen. It's inevitable. He's God. And that doesn't mean that it's His fault. It's our fault. Because if we didn't accept the sin, we wouldn't be blinded and deceived by that spirit of deception. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, that's so, yes. They must enjoy the sin more. That's the bottom line, really.
Absolutely, but they all had freedom of choice. They could all either listen to their bishop or open up their Bible. That's the choice we have. The reformers opened up their Bibles, and the hell with the bishops. And look at what happened.
The other thing about, you know, Worldwide, we were told, you know, you separate yourselves. Well, they did that as a church, so we sort of came out of society, if you know what I mean. And really, that was a wrong message of Scripture, because it was sort of the Israel people had to separate themselves. And so we didn't involve ourselves in anything to do with the local society, and it just went on its own way. And there we were on block, all keeping silent and loving each other while everything's going to rack and ruin. So I don't know. That wasn't right. We should have taken more interest in what was going on in our locality, really.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You should have been rebuking the sin.
Mm. Yeah.
That's the Christian's first duty.
So that's what's happened. They're all sitting isolated. Well, that is a very clever move on the part of the enemy, isn't it? Keep them all silent.
Oh, you know, the whole idea of this separation of church and state is a lie. And that was a very clever move on the part of the enemy. And I really think I tried to put across the fact that when I did those 10-10-10 programs was that the religious and civic leaders have a responsibility to uphold moral government and morals in government, and they have a responsibility to get involved in the running of the community. And the IRS 501c3 and the idea that church and state should be separate it totally destroys the reason to have the scriptural leaders and pastors in the first place. Because they've given up everything that they're supposed to be doing in exchange for tax breaks.
Yes.
And it's not even tax breaks for them. Because when I receive money as a gift, it's not taxable. It's not taxable.
Mm.
You don't have the churches don't have to pay taxes on the money donated to them. All that IRS 501c3 does is it allows the people that donate the money to write it off on their taxes. And that gets the churches to encourage those people to donate more money. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So if somebody donates $100 to a church, and that person can write it off on his taxes, well, he's going to see a benefit in donating more money to the church. So it's really greedy on the part of those churches to sign that IRS 501c3 thing. Because whether the church receives $100 or $1,000, it's a gift. And the church doesn't ever pay taxes on gifts. There's no taxes in this country on gifts. Period. So they have basically, out of the greed of trying to encourage people to donate more money, they've traded away all of their community responsibility. And the one thing that they should be talking about in the pulpits is government. When Thomas Paine wrote Common Sense, that was a political tract, and it was recited by every pastor in the country, practically. On a Sunday, in church, just like a sermon.
We certainly lost our way. There's no doubt about that.
Because we stopped reading and we started watching the Jewish Idol shows at night, vaudeville and Hollywood and sports. People are absolutely ignorant.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the only answer is for the Savior to return to rule with his rod of iron.
Right.
Well, you know, when Eli and I read Ezekiel these past few weeks, I made that point quite often, right from the scripture of Ezekiel. That's supposed to be our only answer. We're not supposed to have another answer.
No.
We rejected him as king, and we're going to end up absolutely begging for him to come back.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the way it is. It
certainly is.
That's the lesson of Scripture.
Yes. Yeah.
But the problem is when the rest of us are going to get to that understanding.
Yes. Well, even people, you know, church people are waiting for him to return.
They're not going to be happy when he gets back.
Dear, oh dear.
I think they're waiting to be raptured out of it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then they will miss the boat.
Sad. Very sad.
Really sad times. Yeah. We better make the best of it.
Well, I was hoping a Sussex man would be able to stay for the discussion, but it doesn't look like he's doing too well for some reason.
Yeah, that microphone doesn't work, he's saying. But I don't know why, because he was in and he could have been unmuted. I don't know, something strange. Or I have to call him.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, what can we do? I can't this is a 24/7 server, and we should probably, if people stop by a little more often and made sure their equipment worked, that they know how they stood for a program, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
that's
true.
But I don't know where he is right now. Is he now at home or still at June?
I think he's at June's. I'm not sure. June rang me from her home after last Friday, I think it was, and said, just mentioned that they didn't come up. They were travelling up on the Thursday, but it was just a short conversation to let me know.
They've got two laptops, though, between them now.
Right, that's it. As far as I know, that the TeamSpeak show was also installed on the computer, of course. So far as I know, it was installed, all of it. But okay, they might have problems. I don't know.
Bill, I was wanting to ask, on TalkShoe, there are guests, and you never know the identity of them who are on the program.
Right.
I assume that that's an impossible situation here on TeamSpeak, or at least the way you've set it up. Is that
right. It's
yeah.
Somebody could come that's anonymous, and I'll have their IP number, and I'll have it. Nobody else will have it. But that's about the best that, you know, when somebody signs up for TeamSpeak, I would know if it's the same person if they tried to come back under a different name.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, unless they had two separate computers and two separate, internet access accounts. You know, there's always a way to fool. But as soon as somebody acts up here, they're gone. There's a zero tolerance policy for trolls here, right? As soon as somebody acts up and tries to cause trouble, they're gone. And it's happened a few times, but it's not anything that we're going to tolerate here.
Okay.
I don't know why Eli tolerates it on TalkShoe.
Yeah.
No, I don't, because it's very irritating.
Yes, it is. It's distracting. It's irritating. It detracts from
my whole letter, Bill.
I'm sorry, Pilgrim.
Did you ever read my whole letter to Eli?
I still haven't read that. No, I'm sorry. I apologize. I have to get to it. I got too much stuff. It's like when, if I can't get to an email right away...
Already.
And I pressed the send.
I gave him the whole list, you know, nicely. And I said, I hope you are going to do something now. We'll see.
Well, let me go find my email from me, because that's how I get my email from you.
No, you don't have to be this kind of long.
Pilgrim had written Eli about 7 paragraphs. Explaining all of the problems with TalkShoe.
Oh?
It's not like Eli's not aware of them. Eli doesn't hear enough of it from people like Pilgrim.
Okay.
If he heard, and Pilgrim was very stern with him, and if he heard that more often...
I was very nice.
He might... you were very nice, but you spelled it out. You didn't take any crap. And if Eli heard messages like that from his listeners more often... It might help bring Eli along to just muting the guests. Because if people really have something important to say and contribute, they'll go get themselves a TalkShoe account. You could still be anonymous.
True.
But then only that person has to be muted when he's a troublemaker. Like troublemaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's had good reception from all of the people that, That listen to Eli's and my programs, except for the troublemakers themselves. I have another website. It's not my site. It's my site, of course, but I won't take credit for it. I have this website in order to expose the deeds and the methods of some of the people who constantly strive to seek to cause trouble. And that's why I have this program and this website, and I just put the link in the chat. And I'm trying to be unbiased, unbiased and subjective, but also to be quite tongue-in-cheek on this website. And that Zogbots.org is a Christogenia project, but it's more or less an anonymous Christogenia project. I won't directly associate it with Christogenia. So if you want to read that about some of the troublemakers, well, that's what the purpose of that site is for. And it's not something I wanted to do, but something I felt that I had to do.
It has to do with you.
I mean, I don't know how they can listen to what's being said.
They don't want to listen. They don't want to listen, Dorcas. They just want to cause strife and division and cause problems for the people that do want to listen.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And one of the, let me read one of the messages that I put on Zogbots.org. And that's that little dead giveaway post. Yeah. There are certain elements of behavior which Christians generally find to be most repulsive. And, for instance, Christians do not run around persecuting their enemies. Christians don't do that. I'm sorry. I have disagreements with many people that claim to be Israel identity, but I don't go chasing them down in their forums to pick fights and arguments with them.
No.
Never.
Right. No.
I never do that.
Never.
Now that's what the Jews do.
Hmm.
The Jews do that stuff. Christians do not slander other people with false accusations. That's what the Jews do. Christians do not spend countless hours in vain, endless arguments. That's what the Jews do. And Martin Lindstedt and Russell Walker have fully adopted those tactics that we have seen all through history the Jews use. Now, there has to be a reason why they just simply seek to constantly disrupt, to be disruptive, to chase down the people, not only at Christogenia, but in many other places, and to constantly torment those people with slander and blasphemy and false accusations. And make posts about them everywhere they could get away with making posts about them. And if they're using all the tactics of the Jews, I mean, if it looks like Kalmanor and it tastes like Kalmanor, what is it? It's Kalmanor. And that's their tactic. And they come into all at Eli's program. They don't come to listen. They only come to cause trouble. And that's what the Jews do. That's what the communists do. That's what the Bolsheviks were doing in Germany. They were going to all the right-wing political meetings. And they were making disruptions and causing problems, trying to break up those meetings. Well, that's what the Jews do. Hitler got his brown shirts to put a stop to it. That's why he had the brown shirts, to put a stop to that. Now, if I was in a room speaking and Troublemaker had come in causing this trouble, he wouldn't last 2 seconds. That's the way it is. I'm not going to put up with it.
I'll tell you, with Eli's latest run-in with Martin, and I know you don't read his forum, but I like to stay up on things, and his continuing in this vein, and he will continue in this vein tonight on his radio show. We all know that. Perhaps something will snap with Eli and he'll finally come to some realizations and maybe he'll do something about his shows and the problems that exist there.
Mm.
Well, I really do hope so.
Yeah, let's hope so. Let's pray for it.
Well, there are all sorts of problems with those chat with that chat room, as far as I can see. I mean, you've got a couple of preachy women who, you know, they're always preaching and or stating the obvious, and I just find that gets up my nose as well.
Yeah.
Well, Joy Raines is one of them, and she is a feminist. She's a feminist and she's a Paul basher. She's a Paul basher because she's a feminist.
Right.
It's that simple.
Oh, I see.
And she doesn't belong there, but Eli puts up with her. He puts up with all these people. And that's, you know, the programs are Eli's programs, and it's up to him to put his foot down. But yes, it is a huge distraction.
What about Dave UK? He never comes on TeamSpeak. He's a bit of a mystery to me.
He's a mystery to everybody.
Yeah, I would say so.
he was here on TeamSpeak a couple of times under an assumed name, and last week for the first time under his own name.
Oh. Yeah.
And it was
he
a
was
night.
He was here?
Yes, he was here. Yes. And he stayed for about an hour and listened. No, I let him listen. He stayed for an hour and listened, and he left.
You're as bad as Eli.
I'm as bad as Eli.
You are as bad as Eli. He is a known and a proven enemy. He is a sneak. He is a Paul Basher, and he is a liar. Why do you let him anywhere near this place? Or why do you let his stuff out on the forum? It amazes me.
I let him here to show him that I have nothing to hide. And I let his stuff out on the forum.
He can listen to the downloads.
Well, yes, he can listen to the downloads. But I let him here
to
show him that I have nothing
bad.
To hide.
Oh, well, I'm surprised to hear this, because I just couldn't make him out, because...
He has attacked me in the past, and lately he's been conciliatory. And that's... I put my position about him...
Why do you think?
...in a forum post on the Insiders Forum...
And why do you think?
...last week.
Why do you think Oily Dave is being nice to you now?
Well, it's been going on for about 3 months that he's been awfully conciliatory. Uh-huh. It's been going on since before the Lindstedt problem.
It started about the time Vissert's forum disappeared.
Oh, I think it started about a month before that. I'm
not
being honest.
Not much.
So I really didn't see a connection between
you need
Dave's
radar repair.
Conciliatory attitude and Vissert's forum going down.
You need radar repair.
Don't make me go back through the chat manuscript. The programs that you haven't been on.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. He said wonderful, sweet, sucky things, didn't he?
They didn't seem to be,
as offensive as usual.
No, they didn't seem to be as sycophantic as usual. Or as sycophantic as one might expect. But he said some rational things, and he said some complimentary things concerning some specific programs. But it's been going on for about a month. It's at least a month, maybe back since July. July or August.
Okay.
So I've just given him enough rope to hang himself again, is basically what I've done.
I've never forgotten that he wrote in the chat room.
But I should die. I understand that.
Well, he did say that. Yes, I was going back further than that. He said that all women in the UK were prostitutes. He didn't use that word. He used another. And then he said he preferred a certain type of woman, and that person was not British. But he wrote that in for everybody to see.
Wow. I didn't see that.
Yeah. I didn't see that. Mm. But he said a lot of terrible things. He really has. Pilgrim is right.
Well, he has.
Pilgrim is right about that. He's said and done a lot of terrible things. There's no doubt.
Strange.
I don't believe leopards change their spots. I suppose he could have changed his medication, but I don't know. I'll just keep an open mind.
But I feel we're very, very vulnerable, you know, because I think... We got in touch with him because he said he didn't have anybody in the UK. So I emailed him and gave him a bit of my church history and tried to make it a friendly email. And he sent back and said, I don't have much time. You know, that was it. I've never heard anything else. I thought, we're so vulnerable, you know, if you're open and... Yeah, you have. So when I look at that chat room, that's the only program I can see during the day.
Yeah.
I don't look at the other chat room programs. I thought, well, this is educating me to see what goes on. And that's why I look at that. I have to listen to the program. I have to download it and listen to it again because I can't read it all and listen at the same time, you know. But it has opened my eyes to see, you know, what's there, what one has to be on guard against. So that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Pilgrim is almost certainly right about her judge of Dave UK's character, just as Judith is right. However, if a professed brother, I mean, we don't really know he's a brother or not, and I would admit that. We don't really know who's on the other side of these internet connections, right? If he expresses or conciliation or is repentant, we have to give him another chance to hang himself. That's the scripture. That's just what it says.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
Now, people like Troublemaker and Winstead, they're not repentant one bit or conciliatory. And I have to give Dave this one more chance to show his fruits. And that's something I feel I have to do.
Yes, absolutely. That's interesting.
He has a lot of strange ideas, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
But I don't... Yeah. Yeah, you know, he's been a Paul basher, and then he's made good remarks concerning programs we've done about Paul. And not necessarily... flattering remarks in order to just curry favor, but remarks that went a little deeper than that. So I have to give him. I feel that I have to see where this goes, and one more time, and I'll probably learn that Pilgrim and Judith are right. But that's what I feel I have to do. So we'll see what happens.
All of that I just pasted into the chat was on
Dave's
Talk Show profile until he started wanting to get nicey-nicey with Bill, and then he removed it.
Oh. What talk she removed it?
I don't remember. Did Dave come in repentance, saying, "I'm sorry, I repent of my heresies and my
no"? Behavior? And most men don't. That's just the way the culture is today, right?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't expect him to be man enough to do that. I even said in my forum post that I still believe he's a whining little sissy. And I didn't quite say sissy. I said something worse, but I said it.
And I've noticed when I have seen his remarks, he talks about drinking a lot. I think he may have an alcoholism problem as well.
And you know, when I accused him of being a talk show town drunk, he really got upset about that. He really vehemently denied that. But I still think it's true.
Well, for someone who's not a drunk, he certainly says a lot that he's polished off a bottle.
Yeah, for somebody that's not a drunk, he has severe mood swings, and he's very loose with his tongue at times, and that to me is every indication that he's a drunk. So he's either a drunk or he's really on some severe depression problem or something. I don't know, because the severe mood swings that says it all to me. And he'll probably hear this, but I don't care. It's it's very evident in his own actions that he's had severe mood swings.
Mm. Where does he?
I have a lot of experience with alcoholics, so.
And you'll notice when Joy Raines comes into one of those chats with her little coterie in tow, Dave UK, even though he may not say much in the chat room, is always there at the same time.
Yes.
Yes.
He's quite a follower of hers. He likes her.
Yes.
Well, I find her to be nothing more than a feminist whore. That's what she seems to be to me. He's in the south of England, Dorcas. I'm not sure exactly where. I forget.
No. Oh, he's south. Hmm.
But I know when he first appeared on the scene, we all sent him an email saying hi, you know, and making him welcome. Yeah. Well, we really got a cold shoulder. So we never pursued it.
Right, he never answered them.
No.
Yeah.
Well, not meaningfully, anyway. So, but we'll wait and see.
What a pity, huh?
Well, I'm surprised that we haven't got more people joining in this chat, you know.
Well,
they
will come in. It's for Europe. It's now an hour earlier.
Now, I expected somebody from Ireland here today, and he said last night he would be here, but who knows, you know.
Well,
he's
might have
coming.
Got the time wrong.
Yeah,
that's a possibility.
He's going to start now.
Because normally there's a 5-hour difference, and of course, until Sunday there's 4, and then you're back to 5 hours after that, aren't you? Because you change your clocks on Sunday.
Yes. And I was going to, you know, that's one of the things I want to ask you tonight, is if you want to move this to 12 noon New York time, you know, starting next week, because it's winter time and I figure we're all in the houses a little earlier. That's up to you people. That's not up to me. Just let me know.
I'll go with the flow.
Yes, I'm happy with what suits you, Bill, and your...
Well, don't leave the decision up to me. I don't have to stay up half the night. I mean...
I mean...
But we could move this to 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock. We could move it up an hour if you'd like, or 2 hours. It doesn't matter to me. I'm trying to do what's more convenient for you. This is a Euro program, right? It's not a New York program.
No. What about Europe's time? Are you going to alter your time? So sometimes you're 2 hours in front of us, aren't you?
Well, usually we're 2 hours in front, yes.
And so is Bavaria, man. He's 2 hours, then, is he?
He's an hour behind
to
you.
To me right now. It's now 8 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, well, you're so 2 hours. You're 2 hours in front of us now. We put our clocks back.
Yeah, but the continent, the EU, are 1 hour ahead of Greenwich Mean Time. And we're now
at
Greenwich
right.
Mean Time.
Mm.
Oh, the whole EU can't be on the same time, is it?
I think they are the 27 yeah. countries. Sorry, not ours, not the UK. Not the UK.
So it's the same time in Spain and Portugal as it is in Germany?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They have the same time. Except only for England, it's different. So that means in Cap Finisterre in France, and that's the most western part of the continent, they have Middle European time, and just straight ahead of them, north of them, they're in England, and they an hour earlier.
Well, right, but it would be really odd that Spain would have the same time as Germany.
Right, they have the same time. It makes it easier, in a way.
Well, of course it makes it easier.
What is Iceland saying at the moment? He says, I'm not sure if Iceland has the same time as England. Right.
No.
I don't know.
Well, Iceland's really not in Europe either, so.
No, right. I think they have about 4 hours time difference. See, 19 hours nowhere. No, in the, yeah, 1900. It's 7 o'clock. That's right. Yeah, 7
well,
o'clock.
That's the
it's
same time
hour.
Here at Iceland.
Yeah, it's England. That's peculiar.
It's the same time as England.
Yeah, I would have said that they must have been an hour earlier, even an hour further. So they must be in between New York and England in time. And that's more than an hour. Okay, if they can live with it, so what?
So, Shel, what do you wish to do? Make it 1 o'clock New York time and bring it forward a bit?
We might. I am. I don't mind. It's to me the same. Yeah. For there is to me only one exception. If we have clear sky, then I'm not here.
I know, that's right.
Any other time, I'll be here.
Yeah, so it could be 7 o'clock for and, you, but 5 o'clock for us. That was what I was getting at.
Yeah, might be a bit too early for you concerning dinner time, etc. Yeah.
What about Tepe? I mean, she has to get her a meal for her family.
Yeah, right.
So, what do you think?
I'm quite easy with whatever you prefer. I don't mind.
See, Europeans are way too kind. You're all trying to defer to each other, and nobody's making a decision.
All right, let's make a decision. 1 o'clock. Bill's time. New York
time. Okay, then.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's 1 o'clock, yeah, and then I still have to, that's after next week, then we have to be careful, because we have to add 6 hours. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Well, the next Euro program will be on the 18th. Next week I'll be in Virginia.
Right, good.
And that's why I didn't want to skip this week, because next week I'll be away, right? Even though we just had a Euro Forum last week, we'll have the next one on the 18th.
Okay.
And I'm changing the time right now before I forget.
Yeah, 7 o'clock. Yeah, that's okay. This is 7 o'clock in the evening. Yeah, that's a good time. Okay.
And it'll be five o'clock for us.
Yes,
it will. Yeah, you're five. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Okay.
No, it'll be 6 o'clock. Fine. No, it'll be 6 o'clock for us.
Six o'clock, because there'll be
a five-hour difference.
Right, because we changed our clocks this weekend.
Yes, clock changing. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
I wish they'd leave the darn clocks alone.
Oh, right. I wish they'd leave them on summertime.
And change the time that the children go to school.
Yes.
They always use the excuse that, the kids go to school in the dark. Well, change the time they go to school.
Yeah, easy.
Makes no sense whatsoever. Absolutely zero sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I prefer the winter time because then it's earlier dark. It's easier.
Well, another thing I posted to the Saxon, Pilgrim's been doing some posting, but I don't know what she's put there. I really haven't had the chance to look. But I posted some of the audio files that Sussex Man was kind enough to provide me with, Tacitus's Germania, Nennius's History of the Britons, and Grimm's Fairy Tales are now up in audio files, audio versions, on the Saxon Messenger site.
Oh, I haven't been into that yet.
And there's some more that he sent me, but I have to evaluate them before I put them up. It's a history of France and a history of Scotland, and they're very lengthy, and I want to get the... I have to research the books that they're reciting in these audio files before I put them up.
Yeah.
Not Nennius is a classic, and even if it's inaccurate, which in places it is inaccurate... However, even if it's inaccurate, it's it's 1,000 years old, it's of vital interest, right?
Oh, I am.
Oh, and we can I'm just looking, we can download them, can't we?
You could listen to them on the site or download them, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent.
In fact, the Tacitus's Germania, 91 people have... This is weird. 92 people downloaded part 1, 91 people downloaded part 2, and 129 people downloaded part 3. I don't know why, but that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Evidently, there were a whole bunch of people that already had this in the first two parts or something. It's weird.
Yeah, most strange.
Yeah.
I have that problem on Christogenia, too, with some of my podcasts. I did that series last year with Sword Brethren on Germany and the Jewish problem, and some of the segments have hundreds and hundreds of downloads, and the first segment I don't think has 100 downloads. I can't explain why that is.
Yeah.
Strange.
Okay, here it is. It's Germany and the Jewish problem. We did a recitation of the book with a lot of comments on it in between, right?
Yeah,
and I'm looking for it. I'm sorry. I'm looking for the. Okay, part five has 1,100 downloads. 1,124.
Oh.
Part four has 1,178. Part three has 1,165 downloads. Part two has 1,282 downloads. Part one only has 146 downloads. I can't figure that out.
Hey.
People do some strange things.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I'll better look at that tomorrow evening if I have time. Yeah.
But these are actually pretty good. I listened to a couple of the Grimm's Fairy Tales when I put them up, and they were I had never heard most of them. I mean, some of them are very well known, like Hansel and Gretel.
And
I'm trying to remember her name. I'm an embarrassment to culture, I swear. What, the girl with the very long hair? I can't remember her name, and it's in here.
Goldilocks.
No. She's up in the tower, and she lets her hair... Rapunzel. Rapunzel's in here.
have they got another meaning behind them, then? I read those fairy tales when I was young. I never realized they were... had another meaning behind
Rumpelstiltskin sure as hell sounds like a Jew to me. I mean, I might be wrong, but the short little guy that lives all alone in the forest and likes to boil white children.
dear, oh dear, yes, I read all those. I lapped those up.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't listened to enough of them, but it's said that they have biblical morals to them and underlying.
Young, you can understand, you learn about the good and evil through these stories, you know, and the wicked witch and so on.
And it's another thing that's been taken out of our culture. It's been eradicated from our culture.
Yes, it has.
Now children get Jewish entertainment. They get Pee Wee Herman, who's a pedophile, right?
Do you know, when my granddaughter was very, very young, about two or three, to my horror, her mother had bought her a Barbie doll at that age. And she came in with this teenage-looking doll. And that must have been a gesture to get these young. You know, it's all crept up. And people are so... My daughter never gave it a thought.
That's something my sister was playing with when she was 14. She was still playing with Barbie dolls, right? Today they're having babies at that age.
What's happening?
Bill, were you cutting out?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why. Yeah. I said my sister was playing with Barbie dolls when she was 14, but never at two. That's ridiculous.
It is, absolutely.
Today they're having babies at 14.
I know.
Imagine.
It was awful.
We would have
and
never
if they
imagined
do read,
that.
No. And if they do read, it's something like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Look how that's been promulgated, Harry Potter.
Yes. I mean, it had to have been pushed to become so popular.
Definitely an agenda there.
Because they're learning how to do magic, you know, they're apparently.
Oh, definitely a lore, you know, the whole witchcraft thing. It's very popular.
Well, Halloween was way too popular up here. It's almost scary. It's people decorated their houses like you'd as much more than they would for Christmas. The orange lights and the big plastic pumpkins and witches and all over the place.
And skeletons, etc., and dead cats, etc. Terrible.
And some people were decorating their houses up the first week of October.
That's the retailers too have really pushed that the last few years to try to make Halloween nearly as big as Christmas. And I noticed when I was in, Bill, the Walmart store, they had, of course, aisles and aisles of all kinds of Halloween stuff for sale. But I noticed in the back, in the garden section, they were beginning to empty the shelves out and load up Christmas already.
So they don't want to lose Christmas in one respect. They just want to remove people's faith. So they'll all be worshipping Santa Claus.
Horrible thing,
I mean, Halloween was never terribly big in this country until recent years. But it's getting like that now. It's just crept up more and more. But I'm nowhere near the main part of the town, so I don't really know what went on. But I noticed when we used to go to the feast in America, all the pumpkins and everything, and I thought they do make a lot more of it in America, but it is creeping up here as well now.
Well, you'll notice it was here in this country, you'll see next to nothing about Thanksgiving, except from the markets as you get close to Thanksgiving, because they want to sell turkeys and food and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So there's nothing in the stores about Thanksgiving at all. They jump from Halloween right into Christmas.
Really?
You
wouldn't believe this could happen. Oh, they don't have Halloween in Iceland. What about you? What about Europe?
Well, it's coming in more and more in Europe, and they are complaining here openly on the television that Halloween is going to take over like hell, so quick and so fast. And they don't like it at all that it is going to happen. But it's only a matter of boosting in for the shop owners to sell
yes.
the rubbish and
yes.
the nonsense, all these dead skulls and strange things. It's as heathen, as pagan as it can be. But
yes.
it comes in. And last year, when we were in the Black Forest, the man who was having his speech in his week the day before, the official lectures of us were starting, and that man, I don't remember his name, but he also had a little booklet about Halloween, and there was explaining exactly what it was for the Europeans and the meaning of it. But it is very, very pagan, and it's yeah, typical for the end time. It's coming now back again, where it shouldn't be. We have to get rid of it, but it's coming in more and more. It's a typical case of pushing in by means of the Jews to do it, because they
yes.
make the big money on it.
Yes.
It's dreadful, such rubbish. Unfortunately, in the 50s and 60s, we didn't have it at all here. We heard about it, that something like that existed, but that was all, not here.
Yes.
So nowadays, it's coming in more and more. And I'm not going to buy in the shop all these kind of presents and whatsoever for all these feast days. When you're alone, you don't need to. But the people are complaining about it. Only those who are selling their rubbish and toys and whatever, and they like to make the business. Yeah,
yes.
their own ideology. But it's
yes.
the more hocus pocus they like.
You know, it's just like here in the U.S. They have a thing called, they initiated a thing called Secretary's Day some years ago, and they've gotten that thing pushed up to the point where. I mean, nobody really cares about Secretary's Day, except now yeah. in a lot of the offices, the secretaries get very disgruntled if they don't get something on Secretary's Day. Hence, the buying has to increase. You have to have lunches, you have to buy them flowers, you have to do all that sort of thing. So this is
yeah.
how they manipulate you into spending more and more.
Yeah, even, that's it. The more the better, they like it. Yeah. But it's our purse, and we don't have that much anymore. With the economy going further down, you better be careful.
Well, you know, I was talking about this.
Left over.
I was talking about this a few weeks ago. I had read about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, an article in a Wall Street Journal about how Europeans, Germans in particular, don't go into debt. And generally don't take out consumer loans like Americans do. That Germans generally spend money on what they need and don't go into hock to spend money on things that they don't need. And that really upsets the Wall Street Journal market mentality, because they want everybody to go into debt in order to... to keep the wheels of the economy greased, as they say. Well, that's what it does. It keeps the pockets of the Jews greased, is what it does.
Right.
People paying all that credit card debt all the time.
Yeah.
And the Wall Street Journal, that if you don't follow along with their God, the God of credit, that they don't understand you.
Yeah.
They can't figure that out. Why you wouldn't just go into $20,000 worth of hock to fill your house up with junk made in China that you don't need.
Yeah, but you don't need. And the quality is worthless. Chinese man, he better stays with his lampion and from paperwork, but no more. The rest, no. You better don't buy it or you send it back. I had my experience with that rubbish from that country. And since then I said, no, you better take the European materials or German materials, buy that. Might be a bit more expensive, but in the end, it's lasting much longer.
yes, absolutely. But they're trying to make everything uniform. They're trying to destroy the characteristics of, a country. I can remember Annika saying they're doing the same in Holland, the Dutch bulbs and, what the cheese, the Edam cheese, what they're famous for. They're negating all those things, and they probably are here. I can't remember what we were famous for now.
Blood pudding.
That's Scotland, not
fish and chips. How about fish and chips?
Fish and chips.
Cuisine.
Blood pudding is Scottish? How come I have that in my mind as being something that's English?
It is, actually. It is English. It's quite famous around here, blood pudding, yeah.
Right, haggis isn't, that's not what I'm talking about. I noted that's Scottish.
Yeah.
That's disgusting, too.
We don't have black pudding in the south. It's a northern thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You don't. It's made from pork, isn't it? Pork blood.
It's made from blood.
Yeah, it's made from blood.
From any animal and all the fat.
Oh,
fat as well.
Who would eat that?
The northern people.
People do. It's very, very tasty, and they love it.
Oh, no.
Well, it's like head cheese. It's like the Negroes eat head cheese. It was probably the poorest of the poor that couldn't afford the meat. You know, that weren't living high on the hog. They couldn't afford meat. They probably developed it, I'm sure.
Who would eat chitlins? It's like escargot. Who would eat that if they knew what they were eating?
Well,
the French eat anything. The French are the Chinese of Europe. They're the Chinese of Europe. They'll eat anything.
They do.
Yeah, but they taste very well. But they're
it
only
does taste
the
well. Full of garlic.
Yeah, correct. And the sauce.
But if you didn't put the garlic in, you wouldn't taste anything.
All you have to do is saute it in butter and garlic and put a couple of extra vowels in it, and they'll eat it.
Yeah. And it's soft. It's like as if it comes out of your nose, more or less. So soft it can be.
Yes. What about octopus? They put octopus on the menu.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You get these little rings. Yeah.
Or eel. You get Thai food and you get slimy little pieces of things in there and you don't
want
to eat it. And you find out it slithered down your throat and it's a piece of an eel.
Oh, wow. Yes. Oh, the London people love their eels. They have eel and mash. It's a famous London, East London.
Eel and mash?
Yeah, eel and mash. And liquor. They make liquor.
Eel and mash is... You need a lot of liquor to eat that, I'm sure.
And the liquor is white with bits of parsley in it.
That's the salad, huh?
No, they pour that over it. It's like a gravy.
Eel and mash. That's terrible. That's a real takeoff. That's a real departure from fish and chips.
Oh, it certainly is.
It's probably the southerners' version.
Wow. I don't know if I ever want to come to Britain. Blood pudding and eel and mash.
Yeah, they have eel and mash shops in London. You know, restaurants just do eel and mash. I've never eaten it, but my mother was Yorkshire, you see, so I didn't get into all these London.
No, then you get a Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, I got plenty of that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah, sheep heads, which you can eat in Iceland, and all the a shark. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, typical for Iceland.
Well, you know, Iceland, I can't blame them, because they sure as hell can't grow anything there to eat, right?
That's it. It's difficult.
Yeah. Throw your line in the sea, and whatever comes up, you eat.
Yes.
Yeah, I have seen it on a film. What is that for strange stuff they were eating? They called it about kind of cheese. It is no cheese, it's made of fish. And they are eating it. The smell was horrible, they said. But they are eating that. I don't remember what it was exactly. It was in the north of Iceland. And we had that on the film. Don't remember.
Well, we all have our faults, Matthew. We all have our faults.
Yeah.
In Germany, what won't they put in sausage?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
They love. They love their pork
rubbish.
They do.
I never eat that. Never. Yeah. That's why I'm never going to eat outdoors here. What you're going to get is all rubbish. It's all pork. They're porked up. And blood.
Yeah.
Oh, blood sausage. Oh, when I see it. Never. Yeah. All this
actually,
kind of boxed up or meat which is made. Yeah? Yeah?
In this country now. Actually, that there's a big sale. They're bringing bushmeat over from Africa. We're getting these all coming on the market. Bushmeat, I don't know, is it monkey or whatever? But
they have stories about that here. They try to confiscate them at the airport, all of these bizarre things, these creatures they brought in here from Africa import.
You're right.
And it's like that. It's like dead monkeys and monkey meat and rat meat.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't these people get homesick? When you bring all these people here, why wouldn't they want things from their old country?
And they can go there where they can get them, too.
Well, what I'm saying is it can only be expected, right? I mean, you let in Haitians, you're going to have voodoo. It's natural.
Yeah, they bring the rubbish in.
But
Metal Gun is there.
The liberals have us poisoned to the point where we think that they're going to be like us because
they
come
rights,
here.
They have their rights, you know. They have their rights.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, they have their rights in their country. They don't have them here.
Hello, men of Den.
Hello, men of Den. Okay. I should just go and have dinner.
Stimulated his appetite.
Time,
Hello.
Hello, man.
Hello, yeah.
Oh, it's on. Okay. Right. Praise Yahweh.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
How are we doing today?
I'm kind of mad because I have just been watching some Danish news, and it talk about Obama and
bad news.
It's just due crap.
Yeah, right. I won't even go on a news station or a news website. I did the other night, election night, for the first time since I've been home. I went on NBC.com, and they were advertising right at the top of this website one of their new television shows about a family. Oh. And the guy was white, and his wife was black, and the kid was a little half-breed. And it looked like a little half-breed.
They
purposely went out and found some light-skinned mulatto girl to cast this role, and it was absolutely horrible.
Yeah, imagine.
Here, throughout the media, wherever you've got sort of three people representing the public, there's always one that's black, one that's sort of brownie-coloured, and then one that's white, as though the country were two-thirds mixed, and it's not.
Yeah, that's it. Today's times.
And they just said... Sorry.
No, we do go on.
Yeah.
That the Arabs, the Denmark, are 10 to 15%, but when 30 years ago, when I started in school, I can remember they said that population was 5.2 million. Now our population is 7 million. So, to me, that's 30%.
Yes.
Not 10 or 15. Is it 10 or is it 15? You can't say we got like 10 to 15. You know, all of us have social security numbers. So how many do we have? 10 or 15? Crap.
Well, whatever the figure is, they won't be telling you the truth.
That's it.
No, but if we have one child each, most of us have, then it's 0.5 birth rate.
Yeah.
Have two children, minimum.
Mm. Even two isn't a replacement level, is it?
Right.
No, in 30 years, if we were 5.2 million, then we are not still 5.2 million because we have a negative birth rate. So it must be more than 30%. It's probably more like 50%. And they just keep on coming, you know, those gypsies from Romania.
Yeah, even. Yeah, they don't. You don't need to have them. Yeah. But they are busy now in Germany here, and at least in Bavaria, that they are going to get really complaining about it. It can't go on in this way. We're having all these foreign people in, and they don't want to integrate here. They refuse to integrate.
They're not there to integrate.
They will not accept it.
Right. They're not there to integrate.
They're there to invade.
They're always there. Just an invasion, that's what it is. Yeah?
It's only the Jew media that convinces Christians that they're there to integrate. Those people don't make any compact before they come in the country that they're going to integrate. They're not told ahead of time that they have to integrate. They see themselves as invaders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
They want to take over. But now they're going to stop it. The reduction in the immigration, they say that it will be done. Just wait and see.
And nothing
for it
will happen.
It's a bit late.
Maybe nothing will happen, yeah.
The damage is
there is going to be
done.
A reaction from the population. But it's very too late almost, yeah. In the Netherlands, it's even more worse, but they have been tolerating it so far. But it's coming to a stop. The people can't go on with this. They hate these people in the end. It's not allowed. It's their own fault. And they're stealing stuff, theft and robbery, and always with knives and murdering cases. That's by the order of the day. And in the Netherlands, I was glad that I was gone. Here in Bavaria, well, a lot less problems. But when you're coming downtown, I don't like it to be downtown in any of these towns yet. You will have them anywhere. That's no pleasure at all. I was pleased to live in the country fields. Yeah, somewhere in the pampas. They have less problems so far. So far. Yeah. All it's the same. End time. It's just end time. And all these horrors are coming over us. We have to know it, and for the time being, to tolerate it. But it's no pleasure. Yeah. Oh, we'll make the best out of it. That's what we can do.
No.
No. But it's alarming.
It is alarming. We're just sort of existing, aren't we, from day to day. There's no real purpose. Apart from serving the Almighty.
Is Cheryl not going to say something, or only writing? I see her microphone is open. I wonder whether she has a microphone. I do.
I just love that cartoon.
Oh, I was talking about that before you got here, Dan. I was telling the other people about it. And gave them
when the Arab starts fighting the Jew, and the nigger, he just, those African drums come, and he just smashes everything and walks like a monkey. I did it 20 times, and I laugh every time.
The second time I saw that, it was a lot more powerful than the first, for some reason. It's an excellent piece of propaganda, it really is.
I think it's a Danish guy who made it.
Yeah, he did an excellent job.
In the start of the movie, it's made by Røde, and that's the second letter in the name.
I won't try to pronounce it, but it looked like a Dane or a Swede.
It is a Danish letter. In Sweden, they have two dots above it, above an O, but in Denmark, we have a...
Okay. I didn't try to type it, so I don't try to type those foreign letters, unless they're Greek and I have to.
Do you have the file, the MP3 or MP4 or whatever kind of video file for that, Bill, that cartoon?
Yeah, that's why I gave you that URL.
I have no idea how to download videos. But if you can give me the file somehow, I'll just open a fake account at YouTube and I'll keep posting that that video at every time they take it down. I'll join the groups of people who are putting it back up.
Pilgrim, you could take that link out of the forum and put it right into your browser directly to download the file. It should download.
Take the link and download it.
Take that link out of the forum.
Yeah.
and put it directly in your address bar to your browser. And it should give you the option to save it.
Oh, and then I could save it from there?
Yes.
Okay, I'll explore that possibility. Thank you.
Okay.
Because I can open YouTube accounts and fake emails all day long, you know. And if they want to shut me down for posting material they don't like, I'll just open another one.
And we'll just never see you post anything that the wind sang for us anymore.
Get me some shorter stuff. I have a mental block against this few I have left.
Yeah, I know. I got to upload some stuff for you. I'll try to do it tonight. I got a Bible study with Cheryl at 8, and if I can get it to it after that, I will. Promise.
That's fine.
Otherwise, you could come yell at me tomorrow for forgetting.
All right.
So what else is going on? We can't be out of things to say already, right? Can we?
Yeah, in the news here in Denmark, I think a week ago, they suddenly, right in the middle of the news, they said that there was some woman who has spent 2,000 hours studying some little squirrel, or some little found out that when they made it, they also masturbated, so they wouldn't get any sexual... And they tell us that in the news instead of some nature program. I mean, cares about some... Why should we hear about some little squirrel masturbating?
Yeah. Telling me.
What's up with that?
Well, the Jew loves to promote all that perversion.
Yes.
Yeah.
They want to teach our kindergarten children about sex and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure, parents will let their kids watch a nature program and, hey, look, little squirrels do it. That's, go do that. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, imagine. Terrible. Yeah. Yeah, that's the horror of today's times.
Well, you know, anybody with kids who lets them watch TV at this point are guilty of child abuse.
Yeah.
There's never been an occasion before where it's got to this stage in history, has there, where they really are on top of everything, destroying everything. There's never, they haven't got to this level before, have they?
They've never been as strong.
No.
The Bible is saying clearly that it will be as worse as in the times of Noah. Well, I must say, it's far worse than Noah.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, that's true.
The basic idea of Noah is right. That's what the Bible is saying, and I agree with it, but it is beyond that even. Far beyond, meanwhile. And it will be, that's one of these real signs and signals that we are very, very close to the end. I can't see it another way. If somebody might say, oh, no, it's this, or oh, no, it's that, okay. But it's so close by that we are in such a deep hole now. It's incredible. What I have seen in my life daily in here on the screens here, from things which I refuse to show you even. And when I see it, then I've seen it, and I click it away. Because it's so dirty, so low, so debased, that they say, this can't be, but it is, it's incredible. It's a horror what's happening in today's times. And even in locations where you say, even there, and even such, and even so, it's dreadful. Really dreadful. But it is so. It's, you have to accept it. But they do it. What, for whatever fun. It's horror. Real horror. Mm.
It is. No words to describe it.
Yeah, it's indeed beyond the real beyond description. On the other hand, it's a waste of describing it, for it's so debased and low that you better forget it.
No.
And only waste your own mind. Yeah.
But it's the youth, isn't it? It's the children. They don't know any. They've never had anything different. So they just think that's all normal.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the tragedy of it all.
Yeah.
And how will they unlearn all this? I mean...
Yeah, unlearn
the future,
is almost impossible.
How will they unlearn it?
How will they correct all this? It's not correctable anymore. That's why it has to be destroyed. And it will be destroyed.
Praise Yahweh.
Yeah, and he's going to do it. His plan is going to continue. Not the the controversial plans. It's stopping. Let's say only his will has to continue. And we better stick to him, for there's no other way. It's the small middle way, but it's the only right way. Yeah.
Kind of funny when you think about those Jews who knows what is going on. Who is planning to hide or something? Can't hide from you. They would be killed, everyone.
Yeah, you are.
You would have been
killed. What do you mean? Those people that are preparing?
No, those Jews. All those Jews who think they can survive
it. Yes, because they're collecting seed, aren't they? They're collecting the seed. They think they're protecting themselves. Yes.
Yeah, but it's a tremendously mistaken idea. Yeah, because the idea that you can put yourself in a hole in the ground or in a mountain or whatsoever, somewhere under the ground in a concrete thing or whatsoever, it doesn't matter where you're going to dive in, it will be your grave. Because when these meteors, for instance, it will be done by means of meteors, when they are coming in, normally spoken, they are not selective. But at that time, they are definitely selective. And they will find always the entrance or the escape hole, and they will come in. And anybody in is fried.
Yeah.
Yes. Fried and burned to ashes. You have no chance.
That's
one of the reasons of the stone kingdom. There's one of these things which is meant by it, that stones are coming down. But when stones are coming down with that tremendous velocity, and they are burning up or pre-burning in the atmosphere, and then their energy is transferred in heat, by the moment of the impact, then anything in the front of it is molten away. And the more concrete or steel you have in front of you, the better it works. So it's definitely the greatest mistake to go in the soil and think that you can survive. There's no survive in any way. The Lord is going to kill them all. And that's the easiest way for him to kill them in masses. It's terrible. It's dreadful. Better to stay in the field, and then you will see 10,000 on one arm and 10,000 on the other hand, and the one in the middle is to be kept alive.
He has
given us the example. You have no other choice. It's his choice, his work, and his life. That's what you can do. And by the rest, it's his will which is to be prevailing. That makes it interesting. And that's why we don't need to worry too much. We have to stick to his ideas as well. And that will do. Pity that it has to go so. And then he is also saying that we are not allowed to long for the day of the end. Because then he has to eliminate the complete, in question marks, civilization or culture. This is right. A complete culture has to be eliminated from people who refuse to listen to his word. And it's a great pity. Yeah, it's so close by now that we just wait and have to wait for it. And we all have to say, let Yahshua come as soon as possible. For the unbearable what's going to happen. How far it is. It's so far that we even can't imagine how wrong and rotten it really is. Fortunately, you better keep to your own activities and wishes and his duties, which he gave to you to do, and stick to that and learn that and avoid the rest of the horror.
Yes, absolutely.
It is today's times. And I'm still glad that we have the opportunity of this communication link. This is super.
Yes.
And I hope we can continue it also with Eli. But after Sunday, I got a bit shaky in the legs. And even the silly persons we can see in, that Hillary Clinton was in and George Bush was in, they said, no, this is rubbish. But fortunately, hardly anybody was reacting on it. I said, I think the best is when these people with their rubbish are coming in, don't react. Don't give them a chance, because that's what they like. They try to heat us up. And the best is ignore them see that they all go away by themselves. That's the
well, I think he talked too much and overloaded his internet service provider. I'm
he
only kidding.
Too much.
Just blew the wires right out of his computer. He'll be back soon, I'm sure. I don't. He's back already. Let me turn him back on.
Yeah.
Are your wires okay, Matthew, or did you burn them up?
No, it was the organization again. Then all of a sudden you get a white screen. Is it a timeout? What timeout? I don't need timeout.
Like Skip Baker, they're following him around.
Yeah. Right. Poor Skip.
Yeah. But it was the first time in this evening. It's good. It's a good thing. And this will be stopped, so far known, after March. Because they should come along in this month. It was the cable, the new cable, the glass fiber cable, which is coming from the next village. And that will be laid down in the road here, straight in front of my door, and then going to the middle of the village, and there it will be connected to the main connecting box, and then it takes a long while until March, until everybody is connected. But the cable is coming. It takes them a week about, the 2 miles, 2.5 miles distance to cover up, to open up the ground and get the cable in. But it's getting time, because downloading or uploading something or downloading is dreadful here. And 35 to 40 maximum.
Gan already?
No, I thought it was my connection. Yeah.
Matthew. He there he goes. I knew he was about to drop. Hello? Oh.
Did it again.
What are you doing over there?
Nothing. I'm just observing. Too many clones already connected, is what he's saying.
Because you dropped, but the server didn't realize you were dropped.
Probably.
and thought you were trying to sign on twice.
Yeah. It's trying to resolve host name, Christogenia net, and disconnecting. Trying to connect the server to the... Disconnecting it. Welcome to Christogenia Community Conference Center, etc. Then it's going again. Probably it's that hic in the amount of power on the line. Because I'm at the last house on the line, and that means... the power is dropping, then you're the first to drop. Yeah, okay. We'll just continue. Yeah. So it is, fellows. So it is. Some evenings it's even worse that you can't even read a letter. Then I'm disconnected again. But that's on the email, and I don't mind so much. But here we have to continue. All right, we'll go do. It's a pity that Chris is not coming back, because I don't think it was his microphone, because we had to open him up, and he had the same problem that I had in the beginning, that I couldn't get the microphone on. But that was wrong. Ah, okay. Maybe, we'll see him on the weekend, on Sunday.
Would you like me to ring him on the telephone? And
you can
see.
Yeah, you have his number.
Shall I do that?
I don't have.
I'll do
that. That's a good
idea.
Well, Chris is quite technologically capable.
I would say so. But he should come in.
Well, he's probably doing other things.
Oh, then we have to yell him up.
Well, I've noticed he's on Skype.
He's on Skype?
Well, yeah, he came up on Skype a short time ago.
Oh, that's what came up on my computer, and I went in the Skype, but there was nothing there.
That's just informing you that
his Skype is open.
Yeah, I see.
Doesn't
that,
mean
right.
they're trying to communicate
right.
With
you.
Dear.
So still can take the telephone. Or you can Skype him up, but take the telephone, it's easier.
Yeah, but if he's on Skype, he must be talking to somebody.
I don't know.
What I mean is, he's on computer.
He's got two laptops there. He's got June's laptop that he's just, given her. He's got his own.
Yeah, but it's dependent on where he is. Is he at home or is he in Newcastle?
He's up in the north.
That's true.
But he's got his laptop with him, and he's got the one he's given to June. So, you know, I don't think you know we can do any more than wait and see.
Yeah, it was very nice. We had a nice connection in the weekend or Sunday evening. Or was it? Yeah, I think it was Sunday evening. To look into the house of June. It was very nice. Nice pictures on the wall. Yeah, and June sitting side by side. And Trixie being angry, as usual.
Well, little dogs are often jealous.
Connection was fine. Yeah, mostly. Yeah. Well, the little dog, you would stumble over it. You can hardly see it. It's just a ball of hair on the ground, and inside there's somewhere a dog. And it's like a hedgehog. It's really like a hedgehog, and the nose is like a hedgehog. So it is about a hedgehog. I can't say anything better for the dog. And it doesn't like black legs. If you have a black pair of trousers on or black boots or so, oh, it's going to shout against you. It doesn't like that. The poor soul. How we had that in the summertime. Yeah, it was a nice time. Well, if he can't come in, okay, bad luck. But it's the second time. Yeah. But they might have reasons for it. Maybe he's instructing June on the computer at all. Maybe. Next time better. So what was next? What shall we have as a problem for the next round? Trying to think whether I had another question still left over. Thought there was, but can't remember it so quick.
Well, I can't think of a thing that I need to ask. I'm sure as soon as I finish, I can think of something.
Yeah, that's mostly. That's mostly. But I knew there was something. And that about the Enoch, that's the Enoch question. Oh, yeah, that's it. Remembered, yeah. That's what I found. And there was something, I think I had something to ask about. For that was very good with Greg Howard. Etc. And I had in the afternoon an idea. That's what we heard from Greg Howard. Fortunately, he was saying so. What was it? And I wonder whom we are going to have. He told it. Said so. What's coming Sunday? Greg Howard is not in the Eli show, I think. Or didn't they say about it? Who's coming coming Sunday?
I can't remember.
I have no... You know, I really don't have much to do with Eli Sunday show, right? Unless I'm filling in for him.
Yeah. It's always nice to have you in.
Well, I've had...
Well, I'm glad you like the program.
This week, so I haven't done much.
Yeah, but what Greg was telling and explaining and giving things, and certainly about these things of these forefathers, in his last shows, that was very good, very interesting. There were a lot of things that you say, yeah, I didn't think it in that way, but that's right, that's worth it. And there was one question, and skipped it somehow. Somehow it's gone. That's the usual thing. That might come in when I'm in bed and I'm going to sleep and say, oh, that's what it was. The usual way. What time is it? Oh, 9 o'clock.
Yes, I can't think of anything I need to ask. My brain is just gone blank. I can't even get my message off the bottom. It's still there.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have my
Click your cursor anywhere in that box and hit your enter key.
That's it.
Click your mouse anywhere in that box and hit the enter key.
I've got a line come up. Oh, just...
A vertical line. Yeah.
Oh, it's gone. Oh, they are.
That's it. That's it.
Dear, oh,
you got
dear.
It. You got it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Brave.
Oh, well, I'll know what to do in future.
I hope so.
But remember that enter key, because I had the same thing, and they explained me how to do, and the next week I said, I can't come in. What is it? Then I didn't get the enter key.
You'll be pleased to know I'm going to computer class. But it doesn't. I've got a class, but it doesn't start till January. It's an intense class.
Okay.
Five weeks, two-hour program. So I should be flitting about all over the place when I've done that. So that's good, isn't it? I'm very pleased that.
Right, now you know.
I've discovered it.
Yep.
Well, how that happened, the visitors, I've had three visitors this week. Two came out, they're all my worldwide friends, you know, two that used to come to the Bible study in Orange Street that left in horror when Chris put on a video of... and when they, it was a bit of a strong, and they left in horror, never went back, and but they came and visited me, and they talking about the library, so we all went to the library, and they wanted me to read a couple of books. Well, my eyesight can't take on too much reading, but it was the man that was found in the wood with his wrist, the weapons of mass destruction.
Dr. David Kelly.
That's right. I said, okay, well, I've never been to the library. And lo and behold, it was like a miracle. I ordered that book, and there was another book that they recommended. So I got that. And there was this computer class, a lovely little local library. I said, I don't want beginners. I want to go on to the next stage. And she said, yes, we've got one in January, 5 weeks.
Oh, that's it.
So that is wonderful, isn't it? So I'm pleased about that.
But many, how many hours in the week?
Four. 2 hours, twice a week. Yes, okay. But these people are, you know, we've got a lot of background, and but they still think that the Arabs in Israel are the baddies. Firing rockets on the Israeli. They're all, you see, I can't penetrate through that, at once. And and of course, they're waiting, they're in the futuristic scriptures, which we were all taught. They're still there. It's such a shame, really, but... he's more amenable to suggestion.
So, do they think that the Jews are God's chosen people?
Yes.
Yeah,
so they're cutting up to his enemies in actual fact.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They won't hear. They do. They think they're when they state the Jews in Bible, but it's very difficult. You know, I said, well, that's a mistranslation, but I haven't got the wherewithal to show them why. And but they haven't left me, so to speak. We talked about 10 hours. They came midday, and then one man lives in Northampton. He went home at 10 o'clock, and the other stayed the night. So we carried on the next day, and they know exactly the horrors that are going on, but they don't put it down to the Jews.
Yeah, yeah, usually.
They think it, and they think it's all spiritual. And Eve, you know, touching on that subject, they think it was a spiritual sin. Everything's spiritual. And they're not on computer, so it's you can't say, well, tune in. But they would be in horror. They would be in absolute horror.
Well, I sort of demonstrated from James, where he discussed the progression of sin in James chapter 2, that it has to be, there has to be an act involved in order for sin to be punished.
Yes.
If there's no act, then there's no punishment.
No. No, we did break down a few of things. So they'll go home and think about it, you know, and hopefully maybe something will click.
Yeah.
That's what usually happens. But
hopefully, that's the way it is.
I found that if I'm very blunt, and I gave one Clifton's email, I never hear from them again. So I thought, well, I've got to go a bit slower.
Yeah.
You know, I can't go straight for the jugular. I've got to creep up.
I don't know
up.
Why not.
Yeah.
No, that's true, but they understand so much, and
Well, you're always welcome to bring them here, Dorcas.
Yeah.
Yes.
On the net.
Yeah. But they're not on computer.
So I challenge people all the time to bring people into my new people that have questions, that are scoffers, whatever, to bring them on a Monday night.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about scripture.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, because there's very few people that will answer people's questions.
That is so. Few only.
Well, it's a shame, but very few people that claim to be identity teachers or pastors will put themselves into an open forum.
Yes.
And have an open conversation. That's a shame.
Yeah, they're afraid of it.
But they want to have everything organized so that they just get up and talk for an hour and go away and that's it. And don't have to answer any questions or take on any hard questions or disputes or anything like that.
Yes.
But that's a shame.
Yeah, that's
the way it is.
Yeah. Open-mindedness is far more important than this that people realize at all.
But being able to think on your feet and take things that you don't have, that you're not planning on talking about, that's important. To be instant in the scripture, in season and out of season.
That is right. That's not capable. There's no capability for everybody. That is right.
Yeah. Well, then they should be sitting down. They should be sitting down. That's the way it. I don't want to sound arrogant, but that's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
If you can't get up and defend your beliefs out in public. With any sort of conviction, then you probably should be sitting down.
And I often think that when we're dealing with people who've been reading the scriptures for decades and decades, you can sometimes shock them by saying things like the word Gentile. Paul never actually used it because it didn't exist in the sense that we are translating it today and using it today. And if they're at all interested in the truth, then that usually puts them on the back foot. And then you've got an opening.
Yeah.
Yes. I sent them crumbs. I can't think of his name. I sent a whole packet of not Wesley Swift, Bernard Compere. I sent his 14 lessons on Revelation. I know really that needs to be updated a bit, but they didn't. She said I haven't read. He didn't make any comment. They brought it back and He said, oh, she said, I didn't want to go through that. So they're not really interested in...
Pity.
Well, I'm really hoping, but once, December's going to roll around, right? I mean, Eli and I are going to do, well, maybe next year, right? Eli and I are going to do, we're going to finish James, I hope, Friday. It's three chapters left, but they're not as busy chapters as chapters one and two, that there shouldn't be as much to talk about. I don't think, from my perspective, that we're going to take as much time on James 3 through 5 as we did on the first two chapters. So I hope to finish them Friday, and if not, then next week. But we're going to do the epistles of John, and then we're going to do the Revelation. And as we do the Revelation, I'm going to put my own commentary. It'll be a lot shorter. It won't be as drawn out. Comparé went off on a lot of forks that he didn't have to. You know, he talked about the Reformation in France. I think because he was of French extraction, right? He went into a whole lesson just on that. He didn't have to go into all that. It'll be a lot shorter, but on that Christ-like site that I set up with my Revelation translation, that's sitting there eventually as a home for my own Revelation commentary, and I'm going to start to outline that as we do the programs once we get started on the Revelation.
That's wonderful. Will you put them all on a disc like you did at 2009 at the end of the year, or all the ones you want?
Yeah, I'm going to have 2010 discs. I hope to get them on three discs. I don't know if that's going to be possible, but I'm going to try. I might have to have some spillover, but...
Yes.
I mean, last year's discs were pretty full, right?
Yes. But it's a record, isn't it, of scripture. Yes, wonderful.
Well, that's what I hope, and I honestly look at this run as a practice run, to be honest with you. I'm disappointed with some things. Could have been a lot better. The Roman series could have been a lot better. Early on, when we did these things, we had Ken Gregg on and a lot of silly disputes, and Eli was taking calls from Gary and Keith and all these clowns. I didn't see too much of that as very constructive. I thought I could have done a better job on some of the scriptures.
Yes. Wow.
I'm even kind of upset with myself already about the Daniel series. I thought I could have done a lot better on 11 and 12. I'm sorry, Judith.
I was going to say that the Revelation that you'll be doing in the not too distant future, I'm really looking forward to that, because there are aspects of it I struggle with, and I think over the years you read so many different inputs, you know, so many different ideas. It's and then you have to unlearn a lot. And I'm not really comfortable with my complete understanding of the entire book. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Right.
And I hope you can go into as much detail as possible.
Oh, I'll just hope I have it. Right. None of us are going to be able to decipher everything. I think I have most of the Revelation down. Where it can be pretty well understood. I don't agree with a lot of the mainstream Christian identity interpretations of things. For instance, the seven churches being seven periods in church history, well, that's nice and quaint, but, you know, every one of those attitudes prevail today.
They do.
You know, so that's not really so cut and dry. Now, we have our Nicolaitans today. We have our fornicators today. In fact, we have it all even worse than they had it 1,700 years ago. So
we've got it in concentrated form, haven't we?
Yeah, it was special.
All of them operating at the same time.
It's repeating so fast that it's now incredible. That's right. That's understandable. Yeah, that's great. Because it always has to repeat itself. We need to have two witnesses. So you have the witness by origin, the witness by time, in the seven time periods, and then we get a repeat, but now of all in the same time. Yeah, that's believable, that's clear. That's nothing strange, that's right.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. I'm gonna read it all again and go back and research my old notes and maybe look at the Greek again in certain places. I'm fully confident in my translation, but some things can be interpreted in various ways that clear things up sometimes. So I'll be checking everything again.
Yeah. And when I'll is put some work into it.
Well, probably, I hope in January. We'll see.
Yeah, okay.
I hope that we take the rest of this year to get through the epistles of John and hopefully make a clean break and start off January with the Revelation. Yeah. That would be real nice.
Yeah, it would be a good thing. Just in these last 2 years, they are so important now, 11 and 12. Who knows what's going to happen exactly in those 2 years? Wait, we have to wait for it. But it's going fast.
And then we're going to cover on a Friday night program, we're going to go to Jeremiah next and keep going through the minor prophets. I can't wait to get to the minor prophets. Because there's some great stuff in Micah and Hosea and Amos and a lot of things even a lot of people in Christian identity haven't really covered sufficiently yet.
Okay.
You know, like things like what I brought up with Jonah. Why the Assyrians believed Jonah, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, you know that Chris sent down another new enzyme for November. He's got an article on your article on Jonah in there.
Well, that's fine. I mean, if it's on my website, I told him a long time ago he could have it. I'm not going to retract that. His circulation isn't going to be anything like it could have been if he'd have only shared the editorial control along with the editorial responsibility. He didn't want to do that.
No.
Yeah.
So it's his baby now, then.
Oh yeah, it's all his. I'm not. I have nothing to do with it.
Yeah. I thought so, yeah.
But we're going to have a Saxon messenger out, hopefully by Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Thanksgiving. Oh, that's November, isn't it? Second week in November.
Yeah, I plan to make it a priority as soon as I get back from my sons.
Mm. Okay, that's 2 weeks or so.
I mean, we have the material. It doesn't take long to arrange it in a PDF file, believe me.
Yeah.
All right.
Icelander is helping with the illustrations.
Oh. Wow.
He seems to be into grizzly bears at the moment.
Yeah. I don't know how grizzly bears are going to help us with Scythians, but... maybe when we get to articles on Daniel.
Yeah.
Icelander's a very eclectic fellow.
Yeah.
Is that his trade, being an artist?
No, but he's good at collecting images and he's all over the place with them and it'll save us a ton of time because I wouldn't know where to start looking for that stuff.
No, I mean, I would, but
it would take a long time, right?
Yes.
That's
a big help, isn't it? Big help.
That will be great.
Yeah. The gypsies coming out of the ears, yeah. You can see them anywhere.
We have to make some editorial decisions yet. I don't yet, if we want to keep make a unique cover illustration and keep the same cover illustration every month or choose a topical illustration for a cover every month, that might be better.
Oh, yeah.
There's different things we have to talk about yet.
Yeah. But it's all adding to your workload, really, isn't it? Amazing workload.
Well, don't worry. Enough stuff falls off the sides of the stove when stuff piles on top of it, right?
Oh, right.
I guess in the end, what's important will get done. I mean, there's a lot. I have a lot of projects, and it's always like that. There are things that are suffering. I sat today and I spent an hour and a half going through people that have signed up for the Mein Kampf site this morning. It took me an hour and a half just to go through them and see which ones are spammers and which ones probably aren't.
Okay.
Checking their IP numbers, checking their email addresses and determining where they're from and stuff like that and making sure everything. That took an hour and a half this morning, and it's something that if I take the 5 minutes a couple of times a week to do it that it deserves, then I wouldn't have that problem. But
No, it sort of mounts up, doesn't it?
And how many did you reject?
Probably about 15 off the top of my head. And maybe accepted 6 or 7, 6 or 8.
Right.
Oh. I probably had about 25 people. It may have been a few more who wanted to sign up.
Right. Oh, that's a tremendous workload you have.
Yeah, I would say so.
It's I spend enough time goofing off, believe me. I think anyway.
Oh, well, that's good. Good.
I'm never happy with what I get done every day.
No. Well, you've got to take the dog out, haven't you? You've got to take the dog for a walk.
Yeah, well, I need some exercise, too, so that usually gets done at the same time.
Well, that's excellent, isn't it? Because it forces you not to...
Weather permitting, I'll take them 5 or 6 miles 4 or 5 times a week.
Wow, that's a long... No.
And then I take them for shorter walks on the other days. I don't take them for the long walk every day. I probably should, but I don't.
No.
That will come by time for the dog, at least.
Yes, my daughter loves dog walking. She takes this dog out every morning. She says she can think when she's walking. I know it's rather good, really. A sort of meditation.
Yeah.
But what one's meditating about, you know, I think she loves it. It does her good, she says, to walk.
Yeah, when I walk the dog, it gives me time to clear my mind and think.
Yes.
I actually get a lot of thinking done while I'm walking.
Yes, especially if you're sitting a lot of the day, it's important, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, because I get up at 9 o'clock in the morning and I sit here until 4, and then I'm back here by 7 after my walk and after dinner and my shower, and I'm sitting here until 3 o'clock in the morning when it's time to go to bed again.
Wow! I don't know how you do it.
Yeah. 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. That's a long day.
Sometimes 2, depends.
That reminds me of Mike Hallimore. He is working during the night. By day, he is asleep. Yes, the other way around.
Well, I don't want to criticize Mike Hallimore, but, I'm very disappointed with his website. And everything on there is, there's nothing, he doesn't provide any content on there unless he's charging for it. I think that he could have contributed a lot more if he'd have typed and scanned some of that stuff and put it online, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I sell my New Testament, but the whole thing's available for free on my website. You don't have to buy it to take advantage of it. Every paper I've ever written, every paper that Clifton's ever written, thousands and thousands of hours of work going into writing these papers, they're all free on the website. They're all free on Christianity.
Yes.
And I go to Kingdom Identity and I don't see anything except books for sale. And I'm very disappointed with that. I really am.
Yes, it's like a business, isn't it?
Right. And Robert Balakaius is the same way. He puts out a few little things that he offers for free, PDF books. But most of his work is you can only attain it if you're buying a book. I don't think that's the approach that we should be taking. I mean, I could have taken that approach, believe me, but where would I be today?
Wrong vibration.
Yeah. Right.
It's wrong. Like Hannibal.
Kingdom Identity Ministries. Kingdom Identity Ministries.
All right.
In Arkansas.
They're the ones that sell the AIT course, the infamous AIT course.
Yeah.
Among other stuff. He just sells a bunch of Wesley Swift materials and John Perret materials.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right.
Yeah. But the course, the Bible course, which they have, is excellent. I did it 15 years ago, meanwhile. Yeah, it was a very good course. And I was glad that I did it, because you could learn a tremendous amount of things, and it was worth it. And it's not that expensive, but you have to pay for it, because all the postage costs, etc., yeah, they came upon it.
But well, you know something, if it was my ministry,
could do it, and I did.
If it was my ministry for the last 15 years, all that would be available on the Internet for free. I'm sorry, that's the way it should be.
There you go.
That's scriptural. Yeah. There's a scripture. Yeah. You know, freely you've received, you freely give.
That's best. Mm.
But if you can sell the books, and it's nice. And I love selling books, believe me. It's great, because I could really use the help. But it's all there for free. Mm. That's the way it is.
Yeah. But if you have to live off it in some certain way, then, what would you do then? If you have somewhere an income, in whatever way, that is clarifying.
You have to believe in your heart that if you're doing what you should be doing, that somehow you'll be provided for. I mean, that's the only way.
Right.
That,
Yes,
if that works,
that's the practice of faith.
That's the best.
If it's not working, then maybe you shouldn't be doing what you're doing.
No.
That's the way I look at it. That's the only way I can look at it.
Yes, I think that's the correct way.
Yeah.
It's an act of faith.
I'm going to be driving my 93 Ford for a long time, but it's paid for.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
I hope I'm going to be driving it for a long time anyway. It better not break on me. I'm going to Virginia in it next week.
Yeah.
Well, Chris Degeney is ranked, it's 153,439 in the world today on Alexa, on Alexa.com.
Mm,
yeah. And Mike Hallamore has never dreamed of that.
No, certainly not.
But that's a shame. It doesn't have to be that way. I'm very disappointed since I got out of prison in the state of Christian identity on the internet. The few sites that are out there that have been out there a long time are they only have stuff for sale. The exceptions are IsraelElect.com and Eli James. And even he has books for sale that he doesn't have on his site. You know, his Great Impersonation book is only available.
Right.
He only has Chapter 8 freely available, or the German version is freely available.
Oh.
You know, so even he really doesn't have. But, I have my Paul notes and my Luke notes that aren't published on my site, but they're not even published in print. Once they're straightened out and published in print, they will be published on my site.
Mm.
It might be another 2 years before I get that done, but I can only do so much, right?
Yes, absolutely. Well, what's been achieved in the time since you started has been amazing, really.
Yeah, I would say so.
Incredible.
What kind of advice could we give Mike? Improving his organization.
Well, tell him to look at Chris Degenia. And tell him to look at that Swiss site on Chris Degenia. It's all there for free. I mean, Pilgrim did me a great, did us all a great favor in getting that posted. But, it's
tremendous.
I can't do everything by myself. And when people help out in ways like that, it's fantastic. But, even if Pilgrim didn't help, eventually it would all be posted there for free. And that's the way it is. Look at the Sensitius Project. Somebody bought that book for $7 and sent it to us. Chris translated it. It's posted for free.
Yes.
The site still needs to be improved. Some of the mistakes need to be taken out of it. But it's still there for nothing. And books like that, all the stuff that's being made available on the Saxon Messenger site, and it's going to continue to be free. Well, why isn't Mike Hallamore doing that?
Yeah, I would say so. That's a good idea.
He would build up a lot more traffic. There'd be a lot more people interested in identity that found identity material.
Yeah.
Because not everybody's going to find it on my site. And if we had more sites with the same basic message and the same material, it would improve all of those sites. You know what I mean?
And that's why
you see Chris Degenia isn't one website. That's why it's a whole damn complex of websites.
Yeah, but when you're really bringing open light in that everybody can see, it'll continue, and probably even buy your books as well, after all.
That's my point.
Information free.
Exactly.
You have to. Yeah.
people that want the book are going to buy the book. The people that want my book are going to buy. I've sold 160 copies. Now, I wish I could translate visits into book sales. I'd probably be driving a new truck. That's just the way it is. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to take the text off my site because I want you to buy the book. That's never going to happen. The text of the translation will always be there. And if people want to buy the book, that's nice. Yeah, you know what I mean? That's good. I'm glad they did that. And that's but if people can't afford to buy the book or if they're too cheap, they'd rather print out the text, well, fine. I mean, that's the way it is.
It could be an interesting advice for our man in New Zealand. I lost his name, the archaeologist, etc.
Well, he's a fraud. I'm sorry. He's a fraud.
He's telling, it's a total fraud. It's a horror.
He don't want to tell you anything unless you buy the book, right? And that's
simply dump it.
That's crockery. Yeah. That's all that
it
is.
It doesn't work. And it's expensive.
That's just crockery.
So I said, Yeah, his information coming in. Oh, it's from him again. I'll just delete it. Just go off. Has no use. That's storytelling, and I don't believe in that.
Well, everything I've written is going to be free on Christogenia, and it's going to remain to be free on Christogenia. That's the way it should be. I haven't written it to make money. If I wanted to write something to make money, I'd be writing novels.
That's it.
That's not the purpose why I'm doing this, right? And that's the attitude that everybody in Christian Identity should have. And when you want to, when you want to just advertise books and suck people into selling books, you may as well be a Catholic. You may as well be a Baptist.
Yes.
I'm disappointed with Hal Lamour. I'm disappointed with a lot of people in Identity that have turned out to be...
Yeah, it's imaginable. Well, maybe he wants to stay small. I heard him talking about that, to keep out of big trouble in the world.
Well, then what's he afraid? He's not going to spread the word of God because he's afraid of the Jews?
Yeah, probably. But I think I'm going to advise him.
Then he's a coward as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, you would say so, yeah.
Believe me, I know the Christian Identity is never going to become popular. It's never going to become popular, and I would be afraid that it's perverted if it does become popular. Pete Peters brand of Christian Identity. That's not Christian Identity. That's poison. Universalist Baptist PAP. I don't ever expect to become popular, but I just feel that it's our obligation to give everybody the opportunity to see what it's about.
Yeah, obligation. It's really an obligation, yeah. That is what it is. You have to see that in that way, yeah.
Well, Mike Hallamore's kind of treated the whole thing like a brand name, to make money off of. He's kind of inherited he's inherited the Wesley Swift Comp Ray stuff. And he just sells what he could sell. And I've heard a few of his messages on radio, and they're okay, but they're kind of, they're a little weak. They don't teach you a whole lot. I don't think he's done a whole lot with any of it, really.
That could be. Yeah. Should be worth it to boost him up a bit. To come forward. Why not?
Does he put any of his own work out? I mean, or is he just selling off other people's work?
Well, that's my point. He doesn't put any of his own work out that I've seen. One book, The Apple Story. One book in 15 years.
That not so much. Shows me something. Or it tells me something.
He's doing his best in his own way, but it could be better. It could easily be improved.
But it's somebody else's work, isn't it? I mean...
Yeah, he's doing it all alone. Yeah, okay, that's Bill doing as well. I wonder. I think it is better that I'm going to write him a letter in one of these weeks. I'll think it over, and I'll try to motivate him a bit more. And come on, man, come to the open world. do.
Well, right,
about
he
it.
Should be. It's not, you know, selling books was the only way to distribute that information in the 40s. But, well, this isn't the 40s anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I like to read the books on Sunday, etc. That's the day, the right day for search. But in meanwhile, these kind of things in talk shows, they are super. And he is capable of doing it, I'm sure. And he has his radio talk, that is right. He has it a few times per month or per week or whatever. But at the wrong time to me, because that's early in our morning. That means in the night, in the night hours. Yeah.
But, well, if I could go out, I mean, this isn't exactly skyrocketing, and I don't expect it to, but, you know, there have already been a couple of hundred people on this server, that, and we get 35, 40 people here sometimes at one time. Not as many as I got on TalkShoe at some time, at times, but we get quite a few people here. I mean, the guests want to avoid the place, right? Because they're only trolls anyway, half of them. But, everything I've done in the last 2 years, after being locked away for 12 years and not having any, being able to be near the internet, everything I've done in the last, not even 2 years, it's only been 22 months since I first put up my website. And Saturday it'll be 22 months. And there's no excuse that all these other guys shouldn't have been doing it all along.
Yes.
Well, even Mike Hallamore's broadcasts are very old school. They're very unavailable. I don't know how he broadcasts, but you have to go somewhere and get a download or something. He could be on TalkShoe. He could be on Blog Talk. You know, and far more accessible to a lot more people. Yeah. That alone would improve what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, his broadcast is very hard to find. I don't know exactly how he sends his show out, but I recall it being very difficult to track down.
There you are. Yeah, that's good to know. Yeah. Yeah, we have to pull him out of the bushland there. He has now a better place than before, where he's living. But that was really in the bushland. It was 5 miles in the forest area, 5 miles road track, so in the middle of nowhere. It was great to be. I have been there 2 times. And now he has a better place, which is more livable. So he had an improvement in that way, but that's all. And now I have to boost him up a bit more. That would be fine. Why not? There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, if he really wanted to do something for the world, all that stuff that he has should be online for free, one way or another.
Yeah. Yeah, to make it more
including his AIT course.
Yeah. But it is dependent if he, all the paperwork on it and the materials he's using for it, that must be paid somewhere. I can understand that. I did it as well. I gave him some extra money to make sure that it was running. I had it. I did have a job, so I could do it. But I know he doesn't have a job. He only has that, and he has to live from that. And I can understand that. It's pretty hard. Well, anyway, I'll write him. I'm trying to get him out, to get him to the broad daylight.
Would you excuse me? I'm going to say good night.
Marcus, it's been wonderful. Thank you for coming.
Great.
Well, thank you so much for
blessings.
Being there. Yes,
right.
It's been lovely.
And on Sunday, we'll see you at the talk show, Bill.
Yes, good night.
Eli.
Good night.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Cheer. Bye-bye.
Can you see the picture I've uploaded?
Which one in your, oh, it's not in your rabbit car.
Hello.
No,
oh,
I uploaded in open house.
In open house. Is there someone?
The one that says Tux or something.
It says, it called Fujitsu 30 JPEG.
It's in the open house file browser. You have to right click on the open house channel and click open file browser.
So?
Is it the correct way?
He wanted to show me the O, I guess, in the... Yeah, I know what the O looks like. I mean, it's... probably not an O, right? But it looks like an O with a line to it.
No, it's not that. It's a picture of the Copenhagen City logo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the Copenhagen City logo. Now I see. Oh, that's why you say Bill will be the next Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley.
Kind of looks kind of Muslim to me.
Yeah, but look at the two hexagrams.
Oh. Yep.
They weren't there when I was a child. I think the half moon has been there always, and I remember two little crosses or something. Now it's hexagrams. I don't know when it's happened.
You have to go get some old literature and try to track down an old copy of it. It would be really neat if they changed that to find out they changed those crosses to hexagrams, right? I mean, that would be something.
But I mean, if it was five-pointed stars, but it's hexagram.
Yeah, that's evil.
That's interesting.
That is evil.
They turn the right way. They are standing on the point, like a.
What is it then?
They have two Jewish stars and the crescent moon of Islam.
Yeah.
Oh. 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 Stop it. What's
that? But we have a cross in our flag. I think in the EU they have talked about banning religious symbols, so the Danish flag should be banned.
Oh?
Probably will.
What a madness.
We'll have some
The Norse flag too has a cross on it, right? The Swedish flag has a cross on it, right?
Finnish.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they all do.
Oh yeah.
And of course the Union Jack is a bunch of crosses.
Yeah. Think so, yeah. Ridiculous. Ridiculous, ridiculous. That's today's times. Imagine. Yeah. Oh, then I wonder how that banner will be transported by Michael, what was his name? In England. That's filled up with motives from Christianity. Oh, well. The world
here, I'm going to upload a better copy of the symbol from... I'll put it in the Caledonia file browser, right?
Aha. Then we can see it. What was it? Hold on, you have to go to Caledonia, yeah? So it was?
Right click on Caledonia and click open file browser. And it's logo underscore K underscore Ben Haven or something.
Wait a minute. What is this? So, and...
Oh!
Huh? Pilgrim dropped. Oh. Wait a minute. Now my thing is gone. Hey. Tools. Mama, now Caledonian thing is gone. What's this?
You're in the Caledonia channel. You got to right-click on Caledonia on the channel name and click Open File Browser.
Yeah, on the channel name, but this was on the bottom side. Yes, because you're doing a community conference, and then you get Caledonian. But it's now gone. It's from the screen. That's crazy. How to get it back.
Did you, is there a plus sign right next to the Christigenia Community Conference?
That was.
Yeah, well, click on that to expand it.
Yeah, but where is it now? There's nothing to be seen anymore. You can click there, there's nothing to be clicked on.
Well, you're right, man, Dan. That symbol is pretty evil.
Yeah. Now, let me see. Here I can find...
Wow. Here it is on a window in some kind of square. Here, I'll put the link in the... I'll put the link in here.
Uh-huh.
Which one are you putting it in, Bill?
Oh, it's in the chat in the bottom.
Oh, sorry. Right, okay.
Now I have it clicked. Redirected notice. The previous page to the blub. If you don't want to visit that page, you can return to the previous page. No. Oh, that's... in Flickr. Let me see what it is willing to do.
That's in the middle of Copenhagen somewhere.
Hey, wait a minute. Here it is coming something. What's this?
There's another copy of it.
I should go throw a rock through that window.
Oh.
That logo's all over the place, though. It's coming up in a lot of places on the internet. I just put another copy of the logo.
What kind of peculiar tower is that? With the moon on top of it and the two castle on the right, the left side, the towers, the stars upon it. What is this? Is that the, what you mean?
Is now this seems to be thing? This seems to be an older logo right here. This seems to be an older one, this last link.
Oh.
Or maybe you want to hold on to that.
Here I have a photograph of Copenhagen. I know that town there. Hey, just wait a minute here.
You know, that older one doesn't have that moon and those stars on it. Yeah, you know, it doesn't have that crap.
Oh. Oh. Yeah, that's the town hall of Copenhagen, I know. There's these busy cars in front of it, yeah, this photo appears in, oh yeah. And I have a row of 5 photographs. Oh boy, that silly one with these things on. Oh, it's a photo screen from Kevin Crumb. Yeah, yeah. Wonder where that all is. Yeah, yeah. National Museum entrance, okay. All right, now, let's go back. In the team speak, okay. Oh, there's another one. Uh-huh. All right. Yeah, yeah. Copenhagen is commune.
I thought about that article a month ago or 2 months ago about Hitler being part Jew and part North African. And I thought, well, why should we hate the Germans because of National Socialism? We should hate the Jews and the North Africans because Hitler was a Jew and a North African.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, the, I don't want you to think that way.
The truth is that the damned article was... Yeah, right. The truth is that the article was just bullshit.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that could kind of backfire on them. If
yeah.
Yeah, people thought on their talking feet. What logo is this?
What's the Copenhagen logo?
This is Copenhagen University's logo.
Yeah, alchemical, yeah, amusing.
This comes in.
Ah. No, that's a lot.
I can't find another old one.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm up to page 15. I'm going to keep going, yeah. But it don't look good.
Actually, I have an old wooden box, I think, with that logo on.
Oh, better bring it on the net.
There are no hexagrams, but there are the
yeah, I could see where the C looks like a crescent moon, but it really means to stand for the C in Copenhagen. But
okay.
It really looks like a Muslim crescent moon up there between those 2 6-pointed stars, it does.
Yeah, yeah.
But Copenhagen is with a K.
Yeah, in actual fact, it's a K.
Yeah, and in Denmark, Danish. I'm sure it is.
Yeah, but I mean, Copenhagen is in Denmark, so...
Yeah.
That's the in Dutch, that's globalist.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, in German, it's also Copenhagen. Yeah, that's right. It's also with a K. Yeah. That's right. It's only in English that they have the C. Yeah.
And I think it's strange that the German city, München, called Munich.
Yeah, that's translated in English as Munich, yeah.
Yeah, that's really, that is weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But how does Cologne become Cologne? Cologne, Cologne, Cologne?
Yeah, Cologne. Yeah, Cologne. Yeah, Köln, colony. Yeah. That's also with a C, but in German in a K, and the Dutch is in K. Yeah, except in English, then they change it from K to C. That's what it is. Colony, yeah. Köln.
Yeah, I only found that one picture of the old logo without the 2 stars and the C on it in that one link I put in the window. I don't see another one anywhere. Oh, here's one.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what this one says.
All right.
I can't... Oh, this is for a hotel. Hotel Denmark.
Okay, if they have the right logo.
Let me drag this off here and...
Give it a drag.
I got to blow it up to see what it's got. It's hard to see, but maybe you could find another logo for this Hotel Denmark. Let me open up another window.
All right. I'm ready to click.
Well, here, look at this logo. It has that same logo, but with no... It doesn't look like six-pointed stars above it, but I can't really tell what it is, because it's not a very good copy of it.
Oh, there, yeah. Hotel Denmark. Yeah. That's a bit real small.
It certainly looks like a crescent on the central building, doesn't it?
Yeah. I would say so. Not a cock. It's something peculiar, whatever it is. Well, I have a magnifying glass on the right, but it doesn't work on this.
The website has the logo at the top, but it's not a better copy of it. It's basically the same thing.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll put it in there.
Okay, let's see.
They're not stars above the side buildings.
Uh-huh.
There are no six-pointed stars.
That's the hotel. A bit misty, foggy.
Ha, and it says that it's a CO2 neutral hotels. That's crap.
Yeah. Oh,
how can a hotel be CO2 neutral?
Right.
Yeah.
It's just a marketing scam. That's all the whole thing is.
Yeah. Uncle's dato. Yeah. Alfred's dato. Yeah. Fedezer. Folksne. Born. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Born. Yeah. Born. Kind children. Yeah. Yeah. It's a comical language. Yeah. CO2 neutral hotels. Yeah. We have to live off carbon dioxide. Please, it's the Utgave here. Yeah.
Oh, here's a better picture of the Hotel Denmark logo. Right here.
Rathausplatz, yeah. Okay, then I switch back and take the other hotel. So, it's a bit more sharp, but even so, it's difficult to identify what's on. There are no stars on the two side buildings, the towers. I bet that thing on the top is strange. Could be anything, like a fish or so. Wow.
But we don't have those...
Here, you'll like this logo.
Well, it's sports. But it's with Grey Melange. No? Come on, loading.
Pope in hell. Pope in hell.
Here it is.
Oh, it's a hard rock band or something. It's record. Pope in hell.
What kind of girl
probably
is that? Bjorkfin.
Yeah, probably.
Is this one having to do with the planet or so, the girl?
Has everything to do with it.
Ah. Okay. It's Blondie. With dark eyes.
Yeah, she does have dark eyes, doesn't she?
Yeah. Bjorkfin. Yeah.
I can't find a better copy of that old logo.
All right.
Well, this is going to go down as the most boring Euro forum ever, probably.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm positive. Yeah. People are going to be playing, sitting through this MP3 and cursing me.
Well, don't record it then.
It's already recorded. Yeah. It's too late.
Well, then don't post it.
Don't post it.
Hey, Danny DeWright. Danny DeWright is coming in. Oh, good evening.
If you don't post it, Lindstedt will have something to talk about. His censorship and all his crap.
Hi, everyone. Yeah, hi, Danny.
Yeah, you know, those people are straight clowns. I'm not censoring them. They could go have all the forums they want.
Yeah.
They could go have all the websites they want. How the hell am I censoring those idiots?
Yeah.
They're just such hypocrites. And that's if I come into your living room and start yelling at you or talking it's shit about your wife, is that freedom of speech?
Yeah.
You'd throw me the hell out.
Yeah.
If you listen to his last recording, the way where Eli calls in, you can hear the way he answers Eli.
Yeah.
Needs to buy time before he answers. Says something ridiculous. Eli says, "What were you incarcerated for?" And then he comes with some long
number 335718, and Eli says, and that means what? Well, yeah. Basically, it means that go ahead and you know, full of crap. It's actually pretty funny listening to.
Yeah, that happens today's times.
And then he mute Eli and talks, and then he unmute Eli, and then he mute Eli again, and then he unmute Eli. Well, that's censorship.
In a way, yeah.
On his own program, he's an idiot.
Well, they're hypocrites, right?
Yeah, they're...
They're absolute hypocrites.
Well, it gives at least a good impression of not to listen to.
Let him sit for a year in the Christogenia Forum and basically blaspheme just about everybody he could. And he didn't produce one good post. One good edifying post, not one. So he had to go.
Yeah.
I don't know what he had against the...
Yeah, who are we speaking about?
Yeah, well, I purposely let it fester. I had to let it fester. I had to let everybody see what he was about.
If Mike Delaney is working for the ADL, he's doing a pretty poor job. you know?
Who knows, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You'll know them by their fruit.
By their fruit, you will always see and know them, yeah. Hmm. All right. What's more we have?
Well, I don't know. I guess that's a wrap, because we ran out of stuff, real stuff to talk about 2 hours ago, right? That's okay.
Yeah, an hour.
That's okay.
Now we have to...
Danny shows up now. He shows up 3 hours after the program starts.
Yeah, he was thinking we were an hour later as normal. Poor soul.
Can you hear me, Bill?
Hello, Danny. I didn't even know Pilgrim was muted. I haven't been paying attention to the screen. Now I could hear you.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Hold on. I got phones ringing everywhere.
Hatred phones.
Well, you know, it's funny. In Denmark, we have never been able to extradite people to countries who performed death sentence.
Oh?
And all those Arabs killing and raping, can't send them home. But here, last year, there was a Danish woman who got extradited to America on some 5-year-old ecstasy smuggling charge from my... And so we can extradite a white person to America, which have death sentence. But we can't do it with all the mamsas. Mm-hmm. And we don't hear anything about it in the news. That she's back in Denmark again because the case was too old. So they just wasted a lot of taxpayer money and that. Nothing. Yeah. Think about how many mamsas you can fit on a train for those money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's a sick world. Anyway.
Yes, I'm here.
I'm just about to end the program, and now you're showing up.
Yeah.
I thought you started at 8 o'clock our time.
Yeah, wrong.
Oh, it's on the front page of my site, 2 p.m. New York time. The next program is going to be at 1 p.m. New York time.
Right, that's because the clock didn't go back.
Well, because it's New York time. Whatever it is, it's New York time. I can't keep track of Germany, England, Ireland. I can't do it. Iceland. So I got to post a program at New York time, right? Because I can keep track of that if I'm lucky.
Yeah, normally spoken.
Well, I figured you said 2 o'clock, so that would be. Plus, you guys haven't turned your clock back yet, so that would be at least 6 hours different. So,
you got that difference way overestimated.
Yeah,
you're going by like California time. I know you're used to that, but
no, I mean if it's 2 o'clock, if it's 2 o'clock,
it's a 4 hour difference right now. Right now, it's a 4 hour difference. Next week, it'll be a 5 hour difference.
Right. Uh huh.
So the next Euro program will be at 7 p.m. your time.
That's right. Because we went back. That's right. that we went back an hour last week or something like that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oops.
that's all right. Problem, Danny, meet Tier and Man of Dance in Denmark. He's here all the time. And Bavaria Man's in Bavaria, and that's pretty obvious, huh? And Tier.
Very good. Tia's
in the north of England. And you missed...
Yeah. Hi.
You missed Dorcas.
Dorcas is in the... what is it? Southeast? Yeah.
She was in the southeast. Now she's
Yeah.
Not quite in the north, but kind of like the central, I think.
Yeah. Isn't it the East Anglia?
Sorry?
It is in the East Anglia where Dorcas is. It's in Bury St. Edmunds in the area. And
yes,
to my knowledge, it's East Anglia. Huh? It's about that area. And Sussex Man is in Sussex, in the south. Yeah.
Well, it's good to know that we have kindred spirits over here on the continent and in the islands.
Right. That's what it is.
A few, anyway. Yeah. There's a few more, but they won't come here, or they're too busy, one or the other.
Yeah, should be better than your own, and certainly from the Netherlands. I tried to do it, and they can't get the spirit to come on. Yeah. Oh yeah, we do our best, more we can do. Yeah.
Well, this word isn't for everybody. It doesn't seem like, you know, there's only a few certain chosen people out of it to understand it right now. So.
Yeah, but there are more, and they have to do some about it. But you have to do something. And this is the trouble. Too many don't do anything. And, you can sit and wait, but that doesn't work. You have to be active. Yeah. And it's worth it. It's worth it, isn't it? I'm quite happy that we do have it at all.
Well, you know, not everybody believed Jesus either. You know, he'd tell the word and just keep walking on, you know, if you wanted to believe it. So he knew who he was. Absolutely. He knew who his children were. So, you know, that's the...
Picks them out. Yeah. Yeah. So it is. Yeah.
You'd be surprised that some people that you could talk to, and they think you're crazy, and then later on they come back to you months later and say, hey, you know what, I heard some other guy was talking the same thing about what you were saying, and the white race being true Israel and everything, that's what
I experienced that with more and more.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people who heard it from somebody else than me.
Okay.
Whether they want to spend some time on it, or they just watch Nickerball and Facebook and...
Yeah. Yeah, wasting your time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The Mafia Wars. It's disgusting.
Huh?
I hate Facebook.
Facebook hooks everybody on these stupid games. They promote these games, and people get sucked in by them.
Yeah. Right, yeah. A little Jew owns that Facebook, too.
That's usual. And
isn't his name Superman or something?
Superman or something. Young kid, too. Young guy. Young Jew. You know, grandson of one of the Bolsheviks from 1917.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how popular Trotsky and Lenin would have been on Facebook in 1917 if they had computers instead of guns.
Yeah. It would be better, yeah.
Well, they have a lot. They sure have a lot of liberals on it. So I just keep sticking stuff up there and waiting, maybe get kicked off. I don't know. So far, so good. I just keep putting stuff up there in it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then I get the occasional liberal here and there, and one friend from somewhere in high school or something, and they don't like it when. When they talk about Obama, that really hurts a lot of the liberals' feelings.
Yeah, that's a standard thing in today's times.
Yeah, it was a masterpiece how they got that guy in the office, how they beat the drum for him and make it look like everybody's voting for Obama's the great hope, you know. And now he's dumb as a tack. I saw him the other day on TV, and he just had his head down. He's overwhelmed, you know, just like, what was it, Congressman Ron Paul said. He's just over, just way beyond his means now.
Yeah. Who knows how far that is going?
Well, they've already started, from what I've heard and seen, and so they're already starting to try to build him back up again, you know, get him reelected.
Yeah. Now,
and the next going to get reelected.
Well, they're going to try. I mean, you know, they still got the same that little fag. What's his name? Barney Frank. He got back in. You know, Harry Reid got back in. Schumer got back in.
Schumer got in 2-1. It was. That's New York.
Sounds
though.
Like a Jewish meeting.
Yeah, that's New York though. The only people that vote are Jews, I swear.
Yeah. You're not going to get it, you know, that might as well forget about trying to get any change in Washington, you know. I think it's going to come down to Christ, Yahshua returning, save us. That's what I think. I think we're gone. Yeah. This country, America is gone.
That's the way it is, right. That's exactly
that's
the way
it is.
Because we've been at it, I've been at it in my family since I was 16, you know, getting behind candidates and everything like that, and walking the streets and passing stuff out, and no one I have ever wanted to get in ever got in, and you know, the closest one was George Wallace, and they shot him down like a dog.
Well, you know, we hate it that there is no political solution, period, but we still don't like to watch it. We still don't like to see it. We still have that natural tendency to hope that something better will happen.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a hard tendency to resist. It really is. Even for me.
I think what it is when you have kids and grandkids coming up, you just think, what are they going to... But, you know, they might see the kingdom of Yahweh come in, so
that's
it. Would be good.
That's it. That's the best thing they can see.
There's no guarantee that we won't see it.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so. I'm open.
Right, but we have to maintain
the sooner
that hope.
The better. Yeah. Now we have to do something about it.
I'll tell you what I'm really amazed. I'm amazed at in all the countries over here, because, you know, I get in some arguments with niggers and stuff down at my work when I worked in Long Beach there, and they'd say, well, why don't you go back to Europe? You know, where y'all come from. Why don't you go back to Europe where y'all come from? You come back over here, and here they come. You know, here comes the Africans. Here comes niggers back. And it's like you can't get away from them.
Yeah. We better keep them home.
Well, how is it in Germany, then? Is it, are you guys pretty integrated there, or...
Yeah, well, we have a flock of people in here. We have them, Nickers, we have them in, but they are not so cumbersome here. That's no real problem. But we have the Moroccan, the people from Morocco, and we have the Turks in. That makes a difference. They are far too many. Far too many. And there are some other people from other countries, but they're not really mattering. We have Chinese as well, but they are not really a problem. The other ones, they are far, far too many. And that you have these mosques, you're getting your mosques anywhere, and this is crazy, that should be stopped. And slowly it's going to be that they are understanding this is going too far. These people won't integrate, and they do anything about it to take over the country. They should be stopped. And if they are not willing to stop it, then they have to enforce them. And how far this is going to be, I don't know. I have to wait for it. But these kind of foreigners we don't need at all. But they are just pushed upon us. And we don't need them at all. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Jews have always done that. Jews have always used Muslims, you know, way back, even time of Queen Isabella. The Jews always kept the Muslims at bay, and their lapdogs, you know, sick them on.
Yeah,
the
lapdogs, yeah. Yeah.
Really they're all of the same blood anyway. They're all Canaanite. They all look like Jews anyway. So.
Yeah. They have the same sort of stock.
But, well, the Jews invented Islam for that very purpose.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind. the Jews invented Islam so that they could leverage, control all those heathens and leverage them against Christians.
This is pretty well probable. Yeah.
Islam is Satan's invention.
Yeah. Yeah, I just say, yeah, it's a
Jews
anyway.
wrote the Quran. They wrote
right.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Incredible.
What is Sikhi Jim? What is Sikhi Jim? Big city gym. Wonder.
Big ziti.
Big ziti, yeah. Ziti.
But, well, it's ziti is that it's a type of noodle, right? It's a type of Italian pasta, right? It's tubular noodles with ridges in them on the outside.
Uh-huh.
And it's mixed with usually with a meat sauce, tomato sauce. And then baked in the oven that with mozzarella cheese on top of it.
There you are. Ah, that sounds pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, my mother actually made some last week. She made a pan of it.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was in the cooking mood tonight and made some pretty good spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
It's a little different from what they make over here, you know, a little more spicier.
You know, I had my first wife's mother was, my first wife was 100% Irish, right?
Oh, yeah.
And her mother used to make spaghetti sauce. She called it spaghetti sauce. And I go over to her house. I say, oh, spaghetti and ketchup again, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Spaghetti and ketchup, that's what they make.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing in it. It's just tomatoes, little salt, little pepper. That's it. No basil, no oregano, no bay leaf, no meat, no nothing. Yeah. Spaghetti and ketchup.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's just too simple. Yeah.
Yeah, they use what is it, hamburger, and they mix it with the sauce. You know, you don't even have we usually have meatballs and sauce. You know, over here they just have all meat and sauce all mixed together. Nothing different.
Oh, yeah.
Bolognese, they call it.
Yeah. It has to be having some contents, some body must be in it. Then it's worth it, yeah.
Yeah, the Irish are kind of like the English. They don't really have much of a cuisine.
Yeah, that's right.
Right,
you will not find it in Irish cuisine.
I don't think
cuisine.
That's true. I think we've got some of the best chefs in the world in England.
But what do they cook?
French food.
Everything. Most wonderful foods. We've got so many restaurants.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Cooking was a business, but it isn't anymore. It's really taken off.
I'm going to be honest with you, Judith. I'm half English, right, by blood. My mother is English. My grandmother, my grandfather, they're all English. And New England colonists.
Yeah.
And English food was terrible. It's terrible. It's just the most famous New England dish is a New England boiled dinner. It's boiled potatoes in a pot of water with a piece of meat and carrots.
We've taken the best dishes from all over the world, and we excel at cooking them all.
Well, no, that's fine, but none of it's really English food except the blood pudding.
No! We have such wonderful basic ingredients that you don't have to tart them up. They speak for themselves.
Blood?
Yeah.
Aberdeen Angus beef?
Well,
I'm going to keep teasing you because I've always, even being half English, I've always said that the English and the Irish, and I'm part Irish too, it's the blandest, most terrible food in the world.
No, it's not.
I think sauerbraten has it all on a New England boiled dinner. I'm sorry.
Well, it changed over the
years. She's going to hate me now. I know it.
Well, I haven't tasted any of the sort of food you're talking about.
Sauerbraten?
What's
sauerbraten? I have to tell you, you know, when you live someplace like California and you have it all come to you instead of having to go to it, then you have all kinds of restaurants. You have French and you have German and you have every kind of Asian you can list and Italian. And I have never seen either an English or an Irish restaurant. I've never seen a Scottish restaurant either. The islands, food doesn't seem to be their talent. In a native way.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute.
It's just so untrue. It's
I go to the Irish pub and then you get pub.
This is the American perception, Judith. It really is.
We do have to
it couldn't
here.
Be further from the truth, really.
Well, I can tell you something very important about this. It's a pity that Dorcas is not here anymore, because she has been there as well. We have been there in the south, in Sussex, with Chris, and there we were at the Kuttlers, and you could get the marvelous, most beautiful pieces of meat, and you could put on as a dressing, more or less, all the greens and vegetables you wanted in an amount you couldn't believe about. And unfortunately, this was to be seen on the guests there. The fatness of them was incredible. But it was tasting marvelous. It was very, very well, I must say. We have been a few times there, but it was unfortunately too much to me. And this
well,
is
what,
rare.
What
I have never seen that before
tomorrow.
In England. And yeah. But it was really excellent. And we have been in a few restaurants there. And I must say, over the years, they improved. Really, they improved. And I have to agree with Tia. It's really right. You can have good food in England. That wasn't in former years, or 20, 30 years ago it was less. But it has improved in today's times. It's really good. And you can go to various places and getting a very good steaks, etc. It's better than before. Anyway.
In fact, what we have on television is ad nauseum programs on cookery and great chefs and so on. You know, and that they're on all the time, and people are all busy cooking and, you know, not realizing what's happening to the country and so forth. But, you know, a lot of effort's going into eating and making really good quality food. So.
But is it English food? I don't, yeah, you know, the fish
don't
and chips.
Don't forget that England, Britain has always had a massive commonwealth and an empire, and therefore.
Well, right, but
the,
what did
the
English
food,
eat
the
before the empire?
Yeah, but, well, who knows?
But what did the English eat
I don't
before
know.
Chutney? I want to know what the English ate before chutney.
I don't know. I would think that they have beautiful, unspoiled meats. Oh, well, fish and chips are wonderful.
The big Irish food is you know, over here when you talk Irish food to American, they'll think corned beef and cabbage immediately. And when I hear the phrase English food, I think New England boiled dinner.
Oh, dear. It
that's,
sounds
that's
disgusting.
The perception.
Mm, it's so wrong, though, really.
But, well, corned beef and cabbage is good, but it's you can't eat it every day, right? It'll drive you nuts. You want to jump. You want to gag or something.
But it's instant food, though, isn't it, corned beef?
No. It's a beef brisket that's been cured in brine.
That I think that's an American-Irish dish, because they don't have it over here.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the perception.
It's the weirdest thing. They don't have corned beef.
That's the perception of Irish over here. It's a beef brisket cured in brine and boiled here and sliced up. It's good.
Oh, we do cook brisket, and it really is delicious.
Okay. I cook brisket
all
the time.
Barry, man, is muted.
Yeah, I think that's an American-Irish dish that started in the United States, because it's nowhere over here on any menus here in Ireland.
You know, you people with the C's, in this channel, I usually take the Europeans and I put C's next to their names, right? And the people with the C's next to their names can unmute themselves by right-clicking on your name and clicking grant talk power.
Yeah,
I'm just letting you know,
so
it's not a secret.
Yeah, I heard about it, but so far I couldn't do it. It didn't work. Yeah. That's crazy, but... okay.
Daryl says the standard Irish seven-course meal is a six-pack of potatoes. Where's the seventh course? I'm missing something. A beer?
Yeah.
That was the English that pushed the Irish into the potato business, I swear.
Yeah.
Forced it on them. That's why when it was a famine, it was so horrible.
Yeah, it was dreadful at the time.
I heard this Irish guy was telling me that the famine actually started from the United States. some type of bacteria blew across the ocean and affected Ireland. That's what he was telling me.
Well, it was probably taken there on ships, I wouldn't doubt, but whether it necessarily came from here or not. We do have a potato blight here. We have a blight that affects tomatoes and potatoes. And it's gotten my tomatoes the last 2 years in a row. It's destroyed my tomatoes.
Really? Yeah. What is it?
It's a blight. It's a disease. I mean, I had like 1,000 tomatoes out on the vine, and all of a sudden they all started getting black spots all over them. It's an airborne disease that can't be helped.
Is it? I mean, do you think it comes from the chemtrails or something?
Well, some people had asserted that, but the blight's been around a lot longer than airplanes have.
Yeah, okay.
So far as I know.
Like a little flying Jew.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's wiped out my tomato garden 2 years in a row. I'm not planting tomatoes for 3 or 4 years now. I quit.
Okay, yeah.
But we got.
I didn't have any.
I'm sorry, we got 2 tomatoes last year, and this year we got about 3 or 4 dozen. And only because a couple of tomato plants that were up against the wall didn't really get affected.
But if you have them in a hothouse, what would be, is it helpful or whatsoever?
Well, I've been thinking about that, about trying to get some kind of structure and maybe try a few plants next year and just a couple of plants and close them in somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have thought about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I grew my tomatoes inside the house.
I grew 16 plants this year. I must have thrown out 1,000 tomatoes without much exaggeration.
Yeah, could be done.
Hey, Bill, when you're growing tomatoes, because I'm not, this is my second year doing it, but are you supposed to trim the plant and not let it get so tall?
Yes.
That's probably, you have a cage. If you put a tomato cage around it, or you could stake it off a few times. But, yeah, you don't want the plant to get too tall. You want to trim it down and keep it maybe 2.5-3 feet tall at the most.
And that produces more fruit.
Well, the fruit that's on the lower branches will do a lot better.
Yeah.
Right, that's the trouble I had. Because mine went all the way up to the ceiling and were going across the ceiling.
Oh, wow, that's no. Crazy. 3-4 feet tops. 3 feet.
No,
tops, I would
no
say.
More than 4 or 5 branches, trusses.
Right.
And the other thing, to keep it simple, you could just grow the bush varieties, which are very, very resistant to our climate, to be grown outside.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And they don't need any staking or much looking after. And you don't
That's
need
good.
To pinch any of the growing points out.
Oh, very good. See, those English, they know all about that planting, don't they?
Tomatoes for our tomato sauce, you know.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, you know, I understand back in the Roman days that they grew wine over here.
Well, we still do.
Over in England.
We
Is
still
that right?
do grow wine. We have some of the best
grapes,
champagne
I mean.
Areas in Europe.
Yeah, you are.
We grow some wonderful wines.
Right. Yeah, that's what I understand, that, you know, way back in the time of the Romans, it was pretty warm. It was a lot warmer then.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of the French growers have been buying up land in the south of England to grow their vines, you know, there, because they think that the climate is more suitable.
Right.
Yeah, even improving. Yeah, seems strange,
yeah.
But when I tell people that we have here, even up north, as high up as, what is it, Leipzig, you have very good wines who are coming from the area, from Leipzig. When I heard about it the first time years ago, then I said, how is that possible? Very good wines. And when you're inquiring here in Europe, have you ever been drinking a Leipzig wine? Then they are pinning at the forehead, and you're a crazy that doesn't exist. I said, very good wines. Yeah.
Well, you can usually grow the white ones.
The white ones, yeah, that's the best.
Yeah. Not really the reds. Fine. It's not suitable for the reds.
No, then you have to be on the lower. That's right. Here in the south of, what is it, Baden-Württemberg, you have beautiful red wines, super quality. It's in the Black Forest, and we have been there a few times now. I have been able to pick up from one of these shops there very dangerous, dangerous shop for me, because there are so many good wines, and like some cheap ones and expensive ones, and I got a lot of these bottles home, and I'm still having it for festivities and friends, etc. When someone comes, we have good wines from here, from Germany.
Right.
But most people have no idea that you can get good wines from Germany, and that this is really very good. It's excellent quality. Yeah.
Well, tell me, Liefermilch, that white wine, is that a cheap German wine?
Disgusting.
Which wine is that?
It's called Liefermilch.
It isn't known in Germany. It's only known over here, and it's really is disgusting. It's
there
horrible.
You are, because I don't know it.
Sounds Jewish.
Yeah, it's Liefermilch Rheinhessen, I think it's called Liefermilch Rhein, but you find it well over here. But I heard that the Germans export it because it's, you know, it's real low grade type of white wine, so they export it. That's what I heard.
Well, normally spoken, they will transport and export whatever, but not the bad quality. That's not their style. For that will ruin your name. Yeah, sometimes such a thing happens when it comes from Austria, and then it turns out to be that they have been able to put in some, antifreeze in the wine. Years ago that has happened. And there was a hell. That was a rumor that was tremendously, was it a killer for the white wines from Austria. Fortunately, that is over, and they have very good white wines.
But it had to be a Jew.
You never do.
It couldn't have been an Austrian. That had to be a Jew.
Yeah, sure.
They've done that in Russia and Poland, too, years ago with vodka.
But in countries like that, I can understand it very easily, because it's so cold in wintertime, then you better have that antifreeze. That would be functional. Yeah. But here we don't need it.
I understood that Liefermilch was... The Liefermilch Rheinhessen was the cheap white wine that the Germans exported.
Maybe they do, or it's by a container, but whatever. But I don't know about it here, but there's no need for, because we have so many good wines that if you are satisfied with the German wines, well, then you buy the French wines, and then you have an almost endless quality that is all available here. That's the lucky thing. And if you want to have beer... you go in Bavaria, it's filled up with beer. Most people are drinking beer here, hardly wine, more beer. And I don't drink the beer, I take the wine. It has to be
when does the Oktoberfest actually start in Germany?
Well, it's the last week of September and the first week of October, always.
Right, is it Munich? Is it Munich where they have the big celebration?
Downtown Munich. That's the super big fancy fair. And there are seven of these big tents. And every tent has about a capacity of 5,000 people. So if you have seven of these tents, it means 35,000 people drinking beer. And they're consuming oxes. Per year was going through there. You can't imagine it. How much beer is going through? How many million liters? It's incredible. And they're earning good on it. It's very rather expensive even, but they're doing a good business on it. Except for the people who are living around about in that area, they like to go on holiday during these days. They
don't
like the noise anymore, and they have no interest, for it's too noisy for them. But a lot of people come from all over the world, and they're saving money for it, and then they're going there and having the nonsense. Yeah, okay, if you want.
Well, it was celebrated.
That fancy fair and all these swing mills, and it's now for the 200th year. It has been out 200 times.
Wow. They used to celebrate it a lot in Southern California there years back when it was more white people living there in Germany. A lot of German people settled in Anaheim, California. And we used to go to a place called Alpine Village in Torrance, California, when I was younger, 15, mm-hmm. 16. And they'd bring the open bands in, and they'd have, you know,
right.
oh, geez,
right.
everybody'd be drinking and dancing and everything.
And now you have an Hofra House in Las Vegas. That was last year opened. And it was a copy, reasonable copy from the original house here in Munich. And the girls were serving there in the same dressing, et cetera, et cetera. And having these peculiar leather hoses on, whatsoever.
Right.
But it was as if it was a joke, but it seems to be that it was running like crazy. So, yeah, okay. They can do whatever they want. But it is for tourists, yeah, like a good tourist trap. Oh, yeah, and the sausages, you could get them as well, yeah. Yeah, and the Wienerli, and call them all these silly names. I don't eat them. But that's what I figure, so you can go there as well if you want. We can.
Do they have beef Wiener Schnitzel?
Yeah, the Wiener Schnitzel is there, it's available as well. But you have to inquire whether they make it out of pork or beef. You better have the beef one. That's the only good one, the real one.
Right. You know, I'd like to go to Germany, but I'm kind of weary about Germany also, you know, their laws and everything.
Well, you can live here even. I was born in England, and I have a British passport, so it's no problem. The only problem you have is the language. This is a bit more complicated.
Right.
But when you're in a hotel somewhere, it's no problem. They will speak English with you in any hotel. But traveling around here is not really cheap. And certainly because of the devaluation of the dollar, then it's rather very cheap, expensive. So that makes a difficulty. Yeah.
Well, Do they
yeah?
have like tours if you want to, you know, if you're interested in the Second World War and Germany history, you know, and Hitler and all that? What happens if you bring that up?
You can tour around all these areas where you can still see these monuments and whatever is on display still. The only drawback about it is that when you're going in there, you can see it and you can understand it. But it's unfortunately all in the claws of the Jews, of course. So you have that Jewish propaganda. It seems that I'm living here about 1.5 hours from Dachau. And you have that Dachau camp is still there. It was one of these basical experimental camps. And it's still there. It's still observable. But I'm not going there because I know I'm in a Jew trap. Well, I'm not interested in a Jew trap. But
you won't find any Holocaust there, that's for sure. Hey, I'm coming back to the Rhineland. I'm going to throw some people out of their houses and reclaim them. I figure if the Jews could do it, so can I.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very arrogant nowadays.
But, well, I mean, if they could claim that they used to live in Palestine so they could go take it back from the Palestinians, then I'm going to come back to the Rhineland and just pick out a house and say, that's my house, right?
And don't forget the gold bill that we owe them all the gold. Somebody stole their gold.
Yeah.
Got to get their gold back.
But, well, look, it's getting late, and I have a Bible study in a couple hours to attend to, and I need some time in between to get some things done, so I'm going to cut the recording. And,
Look at the link I
told
you.
We'll just gab on.
Hi. And
do you think he looks Jewish?
Well, good night, Bill, and thank you very much for
good
the
night, and thank you.
Good night, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going
we'll
to
see you, Bill.
Good night.
Okay, all. Take care. God bless, and I'll see you here in 2 weeks.
Yep. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.